First toss from the lefty. Breaking ball, swinging a foul off D'Orazio's glove and then chest protector and then his knee and then down over to the right. 0-1. Rough Riders with a run in the first and 9 in the third. Amarillo, their 2 runs today in the third inning. 0-1. Bounces down into the dirt. Skips past D'Orazio to the backstop, and it's 1-1. Zavala still working on pulling the baseball more. One of his singles to the pole side to right field. The other to left field. He also has a fly out to left the opposite way. 1-1 pitch. He takes low and outside, 2-1. The funny thing is the Riders have done this all without the aid of a home run. Frisco hit 2 homers in the opener of this series. Amarillo hit 3 in the opener of this series. They've had 5 homers so far. Neither team has homered today. Larson back up on the hill and behind in the count, 2-1. He kicks in. Zavala fouls it back. It's 2-2. Zavala has been very good, actually, against left-handers this year. On the other side, Dylan Larson has been better against lefties. He readies from the stretch. 2-2. Low and outside. 3-2. 2 outs, bases clear in the fifth. Riders lead by 8. Rough Riders with 10 runs on 13 hits offensively today. 3-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball up and away for strike 3. Side retired. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're into the bottom of the fifth next. Riders leading 10-2 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Ryan Garcia back to the hill for the Rough Riders in the home half of the fifth inning. Frisco leading 10-2. Garcia walked the leadoff man in the fourth but got a double play. And the starter deals with 8-9-1 in this fifth inning. Garcia's first pitch. On the outside corner to Christian Robinson, it's 0-1. So it's Christian Robinson to be followed by Logan Warmuth and Kevin Graham. Right on right, Garcia the 0-1. Just low of the zone, missing with the changeup. And it's 1-1. The changeup has been very prevalent today from Garcia. Not nearly as effective as we've seen it in the last few starts. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and right on cue out in front of the changeup. It's 1-2 on Robinson. 3 strikeouts for Garcia so far. The 1-2. Just low of the zone. A check swing he was able to hold. It's 2-2.
The strikeouts have bumped up for Garcia over the last couple of starts. And just the three strikeouts in four innings has dipped down just a little bit for him today. 2-2, fouled back, and it's still two balls and two strikes. He's still in decent shape with his pitch count to get through this inning. He's at 77 pitches now, and nobody loosening in the Riders' bullpen down the right side. Frisco is a little light in their bullpen today. And to send Damian Mendoza back down to high A as Hickory had a doubleheader. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider out in front of it. Christian Robinson down on strikes. Fourth K for Ryan Garcia. One out in the bottom of the fifth inning, and that brings the 9-0 hitting Logan Warmuth to the plate, who walked back in the third. 10-2, Rough Riders lead it. Right on right again, and Garcia offers. That's at the bottom of the zone for a strike with the slider, and it's 0-1. But no Damian Mendoza, and then no Steven Jennings as well, the 0-1. Swinging a pop-up foul at a play to the right side, 0-2. He is dealing with a family matter, though Jennings did throw in the opener, so he probably wasn't going to throw today anyway. But it's okay in doubleheaders in your bullpen if you can have your starter go deep in the games, and that's what Garcia is doing for the Rough Riders today going into the fifth. So we'll probably see a reliever the last two. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Out in front on it, and he strikes out back-to-back. Good changeup inside. A couple strikeouts for Garcia in the fifth inning. Two up, two down, and Kevin Graham bats at the top of the order. Graham doubled and scored in the third. Riders leading 10-2. Last of the fifth inning. Two outs, bases clear. Garcia's pitch. Swinging a looping fly ball into shallow center field to Costa back. The second baseman there. He makes the catch. And the side retired just like that. Nicely done by Ryan Garcia. He works through five with five strikeouts, surrendering just the two runs. Riders lead it 10-2 to the top of the sixth. Luke Maley back on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
The left-hander Dylan Larson is back on the bump for Amarillo. Enjoyed a 1-2-3 inning against the Rough Riders in the top of the fifth. Here in the top of the sixth, it's the cleanup man, Cody Freeman, who bats for the Rough Riders. 1-for-2 today, the pitch. Takes him to a knee. He fouls it back to the screen. For Sod Poodle's pitchers, it's seven consecutive Rough Riders that have been retired. Five of them via the strikeout. That coming off of an inning in which they allowed nine runs on eight hits. And the third, the pitch, Freeman fouls it back to the screen again. 0-2 in favor of Larson. Cody Freeman notched a hit in that third inning and his second trip to the dish. since he successfully hit in 10 of his 11 games in the month of May. Came in to today with a 306 average in the month. One for two day to this point will improve that. The pitch runs a bit outside from the lefty. Ball and two strikes now on Cody Freeman. Left-hander comes set. Glove with the belt and delivers. Freeman takes. Missed a bit inside. Evens things at two balls and two strikes. Connor Grammis went an inning and two-thirds, surrendering three runs. Larson looking to remain scoreless. This one hit softly right back to the mound. Larson has it. He collects and delivers to first base. There is one gone. Maximo Acosta will dig it. Acosta has a pair of singles to his name today. Also three RBIs, all of those coming in the third inning. One on a 5-3 fielder's choice. And the other on a two-run single. Missed downstairs with the first offering. Fastball at 93 from the left-hander. Base is empty with one gone. Larson ready, delivers, and this one hit hard and a diving attempt by the first baseman, De Los Santos. Results in out number two. He hit it hard, but Acosta nothing to show for it. 97 off the bat. And the first baseman, De Los Santos, ranged to his right. It was a half dive, didn't full out extend for it, but the reach took him to the ground. Nonetheless, a great play by the Amarillo first baseman. Josh Hatcher digs in with two-way. First offering from Larson runs a bit inside. Fastball at 93. 1-0. Hatcher today has an RBI single and a pair of strikeouts under his belt. He's ahead 1-0. The pitch, swinging a pop-up, works its way back over home plate, out of play. Ryan Garcia for the Rough Riders was good today. Five innings of work, allowing two runs, both coming in the third inning. Some action in the Riders' bullpen. The pitch to Hatcher, another foul ball, back out of play. Andy Rodriguez is throwing for the Rough Riders in the bullpen, located just below us down the right field line.
As you can hear.
There you go. That's the popping noise that you're getting. Is Scott Capers' mitt on each toss from Andy Rodriguez. Lefty comes set and delivers. Hatcher chases a ball in the dirt. It's gloved by the catcher D'Orazio, and he delivers to first in time. It is a 1-2-3 inning for Dylan Larson. He sat down all six Rough Riders that he's faced. And we head to the home half of the sixth inning. Rough Riders leading 10-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Andy Rodriguez is the call to the pen for the Rough Riders. Rodriguez, wearing the number 30, comes on in relief of Ryan Garcia, faced Tim Tawa here in the home half of the sixth. Just a seven-inning game today, with it being a doubleheader. Rodriguez rocks and deals his first offering, runs upstairs. Fastball at 94. Rodriguez attacks with a fastball, cutter, slider, change mix. His second offering. Just misses a bit downstairs. That time with the cutter. Righty rocks and deals and misses downstairs yet again. 3-0 to the right-handed hitting Tim Tawa. Rodriguez ready, the 3-0. Runs outside. It's a four-pitch walk to open the outing for Andy Rodriguez. Well, with that, why don't we dive into a little bit of trivia? We're going to cheat a little bit today. I always tie it into this day in baseball history.
You cheating?
Classic. I know. We'll go back to yesterday in this day in baseball history. So yesterday in baseball history, May 15th. As Rodriguez set to face De Los Santos, the first offering is laced up the middle, right at Rodriguez, on to second for one, and the throw from Acosta is in time, a 6-4-3 double play.
Casual 112 off the bat, 112 miles an hour from Davison.
Sometimes when you hit it on the ground, especially for De Los Santos, ball hit that hard, you're probably not beating it up the line.
Yeah,
so it's a double play.
So.
Well, in 1941, Joe DiMaggio picked up a single against the White Sox. It was a single that went unnoticed because the Yankees lost 13-1. It's the first pitch to Roberts. Runs up and away. Ball one. But it ended up being significant as it started the 56-game hitting streak. Zach, we won't look today for the longest hitting streaks of all time. As he's swinging a miss by Roberts, evens the count at 1-1.
I thought you were going to ask me name every team in order he got each hit against.
yes. Let's do that instead. That's
okay.
A good,
yeah.
No. We're looking for the longest hitting streak since 2000.
Okay. Right. By games or by player?
By player.
Okay.
Pitch runs down and away. Two balls and a strike to Caleb Brown.
Well, I can tell you, I believe the longest hitting streak is by Ichiro.
It is not.
Really?
It is not. Ichiro had a 27-game hitting streak.
Okay.
The pitch. Taken. Called a strike.
Is he on that list?
He is not. There are 6 players that have recorded 30-game hitting streaks, or at least 30-game hitting streaks, since 2000. Rodriguez kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Rodriguez gets a 1-2-3 inning. He pitches around a leadoff walk with a double play. No runs on, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the seventh, where Zach Bigley will rejoin us on the play-by-play. Riders leading 10-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home, and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community. electricity.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top seven in Amarillo, Texas, or in the Texas Panhandle, and it's 10-2 Rough Riders. Game one of this doubleheader reaches the seventh inning. Bottom third of the order for the Riders against Dylan Larson, who worked a 1-2-3 fifth, a 1-2-3 sixth, and now continues into the seventh. Rodriguez 2-for-3 today with a double and a triple. First pitch, low and outside, one ball and no strikes. A fly out to center back in the fourth inning. In continued trivia, I need to guess players who had the longest hitting streak since 2000. The pitch. Swinging a high pop-up into shallow right field. Tawa, the second baseman, barely on the cut of the outfield grass. He makes the two-handed squeeze. One away in the seventh for Jesel Cepeda, 10-2 Riders. All right, so I'm guessing really good hitters.
In the 2000s.
Big names?
Yeah, for the most part, you'll know all these guys. There's one name that I think is a little more difficult to get.
Okay. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. First pitch to Jesel Cepeda. That's a breaking ball for a strike at the knees, 0-1. Joey Votto?
Votto did not.
Okay.
I believe he did have a pretty long one.
0-1. Swinging a line drive down the right field line. A long run. Robinson can't get it. It lands in fair all the way to the wall. Oh, man. And a ball got loose from the berm at the same time right in front of him. Cepeda into second base. He's in with a double. What crazy timing. There were some kids playing catch. Their ball rolled out of the berm right past him as he went to get that ball. He had a double pump because he was startled by the ball rolling in front of him. Cepeda has his third hit today, his first three-hit game of the season. And that brings Daniel Mateo to the plate. That was wild.
How about that timing?
I don't know if I've seen that very often.
I can say I've never seen that.
Cepeda ties his career high with three hits. First pitch to Mateo inside 1-0. Sixth time he's done it in his career. What about Chase Utley? Did he have a long
Chase
history?
Utley is on there. Okay. 35 games.
Dang, 35 games.
That's third on the list, or tied for second on the list.
1-0. So we're going to chopper up the middle. The shortstop, Wormuth, to his left. Picks right in front of the second base bag. He throws him out. So Cepeda down to third on the play. Two outs. 10-2 Rough Riders, top of the order now. Here in the top of the seventh. Kellen Strom digs in. Derek Jeter.
Jeter did not make the list.
Luis Arraez.
No.
Okay.
I like that guess, though. What a year last year.
Yeah. Jose Altuve.
No Altuve.
First pitch is low and outside to Strom, 1-0.
I can give you some years or teams.
That would really help, yeah.
Which one do you want? You want year, team?
Let's go team.
All right, you have another Philadelphia Philly on the list.
Jimmy Rollins.
Jimmy Rollins.
Okay.
You have a Florida Marlin.
The 1-0. That's low and inside, 2-0. Hanley Ramirez?
It is not. This one, to me, is the hardest one to guess. You'll know the name, but...
Okay.
It was a 35-game hitting streak.
Interesting. Can I get years on that? 2-0. Low and outside, 3-0.
It came in 2002.
Oh. Okay. Year before they made it to the World Series and won it. Luis Castillo.
It is Luis Castillo.
Okay.
So you've got the first three.
The 3-0 over for a strike. It's 3-1.
We've got an Atlanta Brave.
Chipper.
It was not Chipper.
Okay. 3-1. Swinging a hard ground ball to second. Right at Tawa. He's got it.
Tosses over to first base in time, and the side is retired. Rough Riders get a Hazel Cepeda double, nothing else. They lead it 10-2 into the bottom of the seventh, looking to take game one of this doubleheader on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ivan Melendez begins the home half of the seventh inning, the final inning of regulation in the first game of this doubleheader today. Melendez, D'Orazio, and Patino do up. First pitch from Rodriguez is low and outside, 1-0. Okay, Luke, let's get the answers to the trivia question as we had a couple quick half innings.
So you've got Dan Uggla for the Braves with a 33-gamer in 2011.
Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. This is, by the way, the longest hitting streak since 2000 in the Major Leagues.
Whit Merrifield for the Royals, a 31-gamer that spanned 18 and 19.
The pitch, swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Did you know that?
I did.
Okay.
I remember watching that one. I couldn't remember what exact number it landed on, but I knew it got to 30. And then rounding out the list, a 30-gamer in 2003 for Albert Pujols.
Ah, okay. Heard of him. He had a pretty good career. The pitch, swing and a miss, went upstairs to the fastball, and Andy Rodriguez with his second strikeout. One away in the seventh, J.J. D'Orazio bats now. We didn't get to see Melendez go down back to the dugout bunch on Tuesday. It's been nicer to see today. Rough Riders with a 9-run third inning to help propel them to this 10-2 lead. First pitch to D'Orazio. That one's lashed out into shallow center field right at Mateo. He's there to make the chest-high catch. And there are two away now in the seventh inning. The Sod Poodles down to their final strike. We'll have Ben Anderson getting the ball for the Rough Riders in game two of this day. He's 1-2 with a 3.81 ERA, making his second start against Amarillo. First pitch to Patino. High, and it's 1-0. And he'll be opposed by Jamison Hill, the former Fresno State Bulldog, for the Sod Poodles. 1-0. Swinging a ground ball foul off the end of the bat, back behind home, and it's 1-1. And between the two games, you can stick with us. We'll be going over some old interviews from the course of the season. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-2 now. Sod Poodles down to their final strike. The Rough Riders looking to go to 22-12 with a win today. We'll have about 30 minutes in between final pitch here and first pitch of game two. The 1-2. Low and outside, 2-2, missing with a slider. So hang tight. We'll announce our starting lineup on social media as well for game two. The offering home, swinging a ground ball up the middle. Rodriguez has got it at short. He slings it to first in time. Riders win. 10-2, the final over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. They take the first game in this doubleheader, and the series is now tied at a game apiece.
Great ball game for the Riders, and what a third inning. 9 runs across. The Rough Riders win it by that final score of 10-2. As mentioned, we'll be back in about 30 minutes for the first pitch of game number 2 today. And until then, enjoy some old interviews, starting with Rough Riders infielder Cody Freeman.
Welcome back to the pregame show. It's time for the home opener for the Rough Riders as we're joined by Cody Freeman, Rough Riders infielder and catcher. And first of all, you get on the field for the first time on Sunday in a Wild game. How's it feel just to be back on the field?
No, it feels amazing. I was dealing with a little hamstring issue the first 2 days. I missed opening day, and it was goosebumps seeing all these guys go at it, and cheering them on was awesome. But getting in the lineup was that much better. But we have a great group, and I'm excited. I was very excited to get back on the field on Sunday, and very more happy to be back home playing in front of you guys.
It's a lot of fun, obviously, when you win, but it's even more fun when you win a crazy game like that one on Sunday. What was that game like for you?
I was back and forth. I'm like, my emotions were a roller coaster on that game, but games like that are always fun, and we stayed in it when we got down, and we got up. We didn't hang loose, so kept the pedal on the gas, and let's ride.
All right, so this season, infield at third base, but also some catcher. You're a guy who didn't start catching until pro ball. What is your excitement level of catching here at this level in Double A?
I'm pumped up because it's showed my growth behind the plate, and learning that position 3 years ago and getting to be able to catch here in Double A, it's awesome. It's a pat on the back, and being able to play third base as well, and playing third base like kind of like riding a bike, you know, just put the infield glove on and doing what I do best. But catching at this level, it's a pat on the back. I'm excited.
What is the biggest thing that you're trying to work on behind the plate right now?
Behind the plate, I'd say my receiving for sure. Growing up, like calling a game, you know, could throw, all that kind of stuff. It gets better every year. But I'd say my receiving behind the plate, get those umpires tricked up a little bit.
When you're working with a pitching staff, of course, being a catcher, it's so important to have that good relationship with pitchers. How have you learned to work that relationship both on and off the field throughout your time behind the plate?
Yeah, no, that's our number one pillar as an organization is the pitcher-catcher relationship. And like you said, it's honestly mainly more off the field than on the field, building that relationship with pitchers, you know, whether it's dinner or hanging out with them at the apartment, stuff like that, and just building a relationship of trust that plays into the baseball game.
Going into this season, as we're joined by Cody Freeman, Rough Riders infielder and catcher, what are some of your goals personally that you want to work on?
My goal this year is to win a ring. That's I'm a big love winning, but I hate losing. So that's honestly my first goal is to get Frisco another ring. I believe 2 years ago y'all won it, and ready to bring it back this year.
You came up here for a game last year. You got a game in Amarillo. Now you're here in Riders Field playing a game tonight for the first time. Now that you, I guess, having gotten that little taste, what's the excitement level to be playing here in this building?
I mean, I'm stoked. I'm stoked, ready to walk up to my own walk-up song here. And it kind of sucked playing on the road last year, so I didn't get a taste of this field. But today's opening night, and I'm super pumped.
That'll do it for part one of our interview with Rough Riders catcher and infielder Cody Freeman. Be sure to tune in tomorrow during the pregame show to catch part two. Starting lineups are next before the Rough Riders home opener here on the Riders Baseball Network. We're joined by Cody Freeman. Now, positive thinking is something you've always had growing up in Southern California. A very good high school career at Etowanda High School. Won a California state championship as well. What was that experience like, especially playing with your brother Tyler Freeman, who's now with the Cleveland Guardians?
It was one of the best experiences of my baseball career. Being able to play on a stadium that I grew up going to, you know, once a month, diehard Dodger fan, and being able to celebrate with my own brother a state championship was cherry on the top. And it's an experience I'll be able to tell my grandkids and my kids and so on.
What was it like when you go and you play at Dodger Stadium? Were you able to kind of look around a little bit and kind of soak it all in, or were you locked into the game?
Honestly, it was half and half. Like, you know, there's about 3 innings when I ran out to second base, did a 360, like turned around. I'm like, this is Dodger Stadium. This is pretty sick. Like playing here in a state championship, and I soaked it in, but I was also locked in, but it was more of like, you know, let's enjoy this experience.
You're one of a few different guys in this team who have brothers that are playing in the big leagues currently. What's your relationship like with Tyler, your brother, and how have you two pushed each other in your baseball careers?
I mean, growing up, it was awesome because I'm so competitive, so I wanted to beat my older brother and everything, and we pushed each other to the limit. We text almost every single day, you know, talking about at-bats, talking about he now plays outfield, talking about outfield, you know, talking about infield stuff that we both need to work on, just trying to get each other better and meet him at top one of these days.
Playing in the minor leagues, you had a minor league team in your backyard in Rancho Cucamonga, California, with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. What were some of your minor league experiences growing up going to games?
My best minor league experience was I was only center fielder up until middle school. And our travel ball team went to a game to do the national anthem at Quake Stadium, and the Quakes used to be the Angels, and our center fielder then was Mike Trout. And I went out there, and I was a little center fielder, posted up next to Mike Trout, doing the national anthem, and everyone kept saying, save that ball, he's going to be a stud. End up, like, you know, losing that ball the next day or something, but yeah, I have a picture next to Trout going to one of those Quakes games, and it was pretty sick.
That's amazing. When you are doing that same thing now with younger kids, do you think about it the other way around and how you felt next to Mike Trout and how you want to make their experience?
I do. I love doing things for the kids. I love helping them out. I sometimes do lessons, but I put myself in their shoes, and I was like, yeah, that was me one day, so let's just give it right back.
I'm joined by Cody Freeman. Now, this is the beginning of the season. What was your offseason like?
Offseason was money. It was, you know, I was out here in Austin, actually about 3 hours south of Dallas, or Frisco, training with my brother, my brother-in-law, and a friend of mine. We had a great facility down in Cedar Park, about a city over from Round Rock, our AAA affiliate, and it was money. Got to, vacation-wise, got to go to Cabo. That was my little treat-myself off-season gift, but other than that, it was a great one.
Cabo, are you a lay-on-the-beach kind of guy? Are you a go-swimming kind of guy?
I'm a lay-on-the-beach guy. I love the river. I'm more of a river than ocean guy. Okay. Even coming from Southern California, I prefer rivers and lakes over the ocean any day of the week.
That's what some people don't realize. Rancho Cucamonga, I mean, it's in Southern California, but it's still maybe 2 hours from the beach and with traffic. So How often did you get at the beach growing up?
Honestly, it was like a quick 45 minutes if I didn't have traffic. Huntington Beach was the closest one. Also like going to Newport. But I would love the, you know, just the vibe of being at the beach, training on the sand, you know, doing speed work, that kind of thing, just walking around, getting a bite to eat. But it was always a fun experience. I'd go like once every few months, but it'd be fun when I'd go.
All right, he's Cody Freeman, Rough Riders, infielder, catcher, maybe a little outfield, maybe a little bit of everything. Happy to have you here, and have fun in the home opener.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Be back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Back on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders development coach Tyler Wolf. Tyler, thanks for the time, and let's take a step back in your career. You play your college ball at Kansas State. You get an opportunity to join the Astros organization. What was that moment like for you when you heard your name called?
It was pretty surreal. Didn't really expect to hear my name called, but you know, I think it's just a product of doing the right thing over and over again, and you work hard and kind of got lucky, I guess.
So we're back here at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. It's a place that you made it to in your career with the Astros organization here in Corpus Christi with the Hooks. What was your time here like?
It was fun. It was hot, that's for sure. A little hot and humid, but you know, I learned a lot. I was with some pretty good players here, pretty good managers, now a big league bench coach. So that was, you know, around a lot of really good people. So I think it helped me both as a player and then now as a coach as well.
Awesome. Well, you kind of look at things, you know, on the playing side of things. Now on the coaching side as a development coach, and we'll talk a little bit about your process of getting to Frisco here, but you look back on your time as a player. What sort of things have changed across minor league baseball here in the last few years?
A lot. You know, they've incorporated all the new rules. That's changed a lot. And then just how, I think it's more just refining everything, right? I was over here with Houston kind of when they were going through everything, kind of that rebuild and basically kind of starting the new wave of what's going on now. So now I think you just see teams who have kind of refined their processes a little bit. So it's been interesting to see, but it's kind of, you know, there's so much information out there. You got to kind of pick and choose what you want to look at, what you think is valuable, push out what's not, because, you know, baseball's hard enough, both sides of the ball, that you kind of got to weed out the noise, make sure guys are focused on as little as possible and as confident as possible going up there.
Chatting with Tyler Wolf here on the Rough Riders pregame show, and you look back at some of the names that you played with. Is there anybody that stands out you still love watching play, or anybody that you just remember being a great teammate?
I think one of my favorite swings that I've ever – probably my favorite swing of all time is J.D. Davis. So I really enjoy watching him. You know, he's bounced around a few teams, but it was – a lot of fun watching him every day, kind of learning from him. So that was cool. Even a guy like John Singleton, who, you know, made it, got sent back down. He was here when I was a player here. And then now seeing him, you know, he's hit a homer the last 2 days in the big leagues. It's fun to see that. Just, you know, guy that never gave up, just kept going, kept getting after it, and now he's back up there.
No doubt. Well, the one thing that every player can be assured of is that at one point all of us are going to be ex-ball players. And
So when your career ended, was it immediately, I want to stay around the game and get back into coaching? Or what was the thought process when the career came to a close for you?
Yeah, I knew as soon as I was done, I wanted to get into coaching. So, you know, played a couple years of independent pro ball. And then after that, I had a couple opportunities, a couple people from my past playing time actually with Houston who had reached out. So was able to kind of hook up with them. But I knew I wanted to be a coach. Just the coaches I had in my past that kind of helped shape me into who I am today, and everything that they taught me just kind of inspired me to want to come back. And, you know, a lot of coaches say it, but help players now not make the same mistakes I made, basically.
That's a good way to put it. You know, from having the experience to then being able to teach the guys what to do and what not to do is an invaluable, you know, sort of key for you guys on that side. Couple more things and we'll let you go, but you talk about getting into coaching, you know, knew wanted to stay around it once the career was over. Talk to me a little bit about how you got here to Frisco. I know you had a couple stops and then you end up joining the Rangers organization just a couple of years ago. And how's the time been here inside the Rangers organization?
Rangers have been unbelievable. I mean, it's a first-class organization. You know, I've been a part of a couple of good ones. I was over in St. Louis to start as a coach, went into the private sector, and then came over here. But it's a lot of really good people, all kind of pushing the same envelope, describing nobody's head's too big. It's how do we make the players better? How do we make the organization better? And ultimately, hopefully repeat what we did last year at the Major League level.
Tyler, last thing, then we'll let you go. But you look at the season so far for this Rough Riders team. It's off to a good start, sitting atop the Texas League South Division. What's been the key that you've seen from this clubhouse? Is there anybody, or, you know, just as a whole, a mentality that you've seen that's really helped them get over the hump and win some ball games? Or what have you seen so far early in the year?
It's just playing good ball on all sides of the baseball, right? Defense, pitching, timely hitting. Well, that's all kind of coming together right now, which is good. Hopefully we can keep that rolling.
Awesome. Tyler, thank you so much. That's Tyler Wolf here on the Rough Riders pregame show. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, we'll get you the starting lineups. Back on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders pitcher Tyler Owens. And Tyler, thanks for taking the time. Let's just start with a general question. Talk to me a little bit about your career and getting here. Obviously, you were drafted not by the Rangers, but by the Braves. Talk to me a little bit about that trade coming over and what that looked like.
No, when I got that phone call that morning, that was probably the most shocking news I have ever gotten in my life. I was shaken. I didn't know what to do. I mean, I always thought that it was possible. And then when I got that phone call, I was like, oh, all right, here we go.
So when you go back to kind of look at things, hearing your name called by the Atlanta Braves, what was that moment like for you? Was that something that you had known going up to that moment, like, this is going to happen, or was it a question mark, or did you feel like you went too late, or what was that day like for you when you officially broke into professional baseball?
Now, the day I got drafted, I was honestly not expecting it at all. I was fully committed to going to Florida, and the moment the Braves called me and they offered what they did, it was a no-brainer because that was my home team. Like, I always grew up watching the Braves, and it was a no-brainer.
For sure. Well, let's take a step back. You mentioned you were fully committed to going to Florida. You mentioned that, you know, Florida was the plan, but before Florida, it was Florida State. Talk to me a little bit about that. You played your high school baseball in Florida, grew up in Florida, so talk to me a little bit about you know, that rivalry there. Did you have a side beforehand and it flip, or never really had an allegiance to either?
No, like, I grew up being a Gators fan too, but when I was sophomore, when I committed to FSU, that was about the only team that was really pulling the trigger on it. They gave me a good deal. I loved the coaching staff. And then as soon as Mike Martin Sr. announced his retirement, that was the only reason I wanted to go there. So I decommitted. And then as soon as I decommitted, Florida offered. And so that was that.
Love it. Well, as a team and as a staff, you guys are off to a pretty good start this year. What have you seen out of this group, specifically the guys in the bullpen that you spend the most time with? What have you seen out of them early in this year?
They're great dudes here. Like, I love being around them. This bullpen has a lot of good energy, and these dudes are here to play.
No doubt. Well, let's take a step back from the baseball side and talk about Tyler Owens, the person here on the Riders Baseball Network. And Tyler, you've got the look going on. You got the big beard, you got the long hair, you got the tattoos. Is that like an intimidation tactic? Or talk to me a little bit about the hair, the beard, the tattoos, and the whole look that you put off.
I'm going to be honest, it's no intimidation tactic. It's kind of just letting it eat. Like, last year, started growing the hair out the longest it's been now. Like, I haven't cut it in, I think, 2 years. And then the beard in spring training was way longer. Right before the season is when I cut it a lot. But now, just kind of one of those things, just let eat.
So no no superstition involved? Like, as long as I'm pitching well, the beard keeps growing? Or?
Well, I have never been clean-shaven in pro ball. So I don't think I ever will be.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, that's Tyler Owens here on the Rough Riders pregame show. When we come back on the other side, we'll get you the starting lineups. Appreciate you. Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're joined by yesterday's starter, Ryan Garcia. Ryan, thanks for taking the time. And it was a great outing for you yesterday. 5 2/3, right about 90 pitches, and you get through it scoreless. Talk to me a little bit about what was working for you yesterday.
Yeah, well, yesterday and leading up to yesterday's start, we've kind of been talking about mentality. Previous starts haven't really gone my way, and I think we kind of pinpointed that to just me thinking too much about mechanics and being too internalized on the mound. And so we wanted to be a little more external and just show a little more sense of urgency to attack the hitters yesterday. So
for sure, maybe the thought process, kind of attack the guy in front of you and leave what you want to work on for time to work on things, or is there anything specific that going into the start you were focused on working on, or was it truly just clear it, see what happens?
Yeah, it was truly just clearing it. It's just me versus the hitter, me and Hixie behind the plate, and give it my best.
For sure. Did you feel like anything yesterday was working specifically well, or really had all of it to work with?
Nothing specifically. I honestly think it was just a lot of fastballs I threw yesterday compared to previous starts. My slider and cutter have been metrically good pitches, but yesterday we just decided to just throw a lot of fastballs and changeups.
Walk us through the arsenal that you use on a day-in, day-out basis, and is there anything that you've been trying to add or anything new this year or most recent new pitch?
Yeah, so the arsenal coming into season was a fastball, cutter, slider, being a sweeper and a changeup. As of yesterday's start, we kind of got rid of the sweeper, and we're going to prioritize more of a power slider, as well as taking those reps for the sweeper and putting them towards the changeup.
Awesome. Well, if we take a little bit of a step backwards, well, you look at the beginning of the year, obviously you mentioned the start's not turning out how you wanted to, but there was flashes there. It seemed to be kind of the big inning that had gotten to you. Yesterday you cruised through. Is there any moment in that where you're thinking about, well, in my last start it felt the same and then ran into some issues, but that didn't come yesterday. Was there anything that crept in mentally that way, or is it just one batter at a time?
Yeah, not necessarily. I don't think any previous outings crept in, but it is definitely a one pitch at a time type deal. I kind of felt that yesterday, which is good, and it's almost hard to feel that when things aren't going your way. You're just thinking about why something went wrong or something like that. And so I think you do have to, like, when you're able to recognize that it is one pitch at a time and getting this hitter.
For sure. Well, you take game one of the series. You get in the win column this year. What does this week look like for you now? You throw the first game of the series, not slated to throw the rest of the week. So what is recovery process, and then throughout the rest of the week, getting ready for your next start really look like?
Yeah, so recovery process starts immediately after the game yesterday. It started with hydration, sleep, and then moving forward the rest of this week, we're actually going to dial in a new throwing program for me that'll work with me being able to touch the bullpen mound every day, just getting those reps, not necessarily high volume, just being able to touch that every day.
For sure. Well, let's look at today's matchup just a little bit. You got Ben Anderson going on the mound. Ben's been really good this year. What have you seen from him through his first few starts?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of consistency out of Ben, great uses out of his changeup. That pairs really well with his fastball. Even though it's not too much velo off of his fastball, hitters just seem to have a really hard time seeing it. But yeah, Ben pounds the strike zone. I think last game he had 70-something percent strike percentage, so it's going to be a lot of strikes tonight, and he's going to go after these hitters.
Ryan, thanks for your time. That's Ryan Garcia, Rough Riders starting pitcher here on the pregame show. When we come back on the other side, we'll get you the starting lineups. Back on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Yesterday, you got to hear part one of our two-part interview with Ryan Garcia, who started game one of this series against Corpus Christi, earning the win after pitching 5 2/3 innings of scoreless baseball. Let's dive into part two here. Ryan, let's zoom out on your career a little bit. You go to UCLA. Talk to me a little bit about that decision for you on where you were going to go to school and play your college ball. You grew up in Arcadia, California, I believe, so about an hour and a half or a little bit more away from Los Angeles. Was that always in the cards if UCLA came calling, that was it, or what was the thought process there?
Yeah, well, actually, I grew up in Monrovia, then to Sierra Madre, California. That's pretty much where my whole family's from. So I just say Arcadia just because that's where people are more familiar with. But going back to how I decided on UCLA, I wasn't really heavily recruited in high school. I was a position player, infielder, caught a little bit. And I went to a UCLA camp, and I did a pitch. I pitched the ninth inning, and then 2 weeks later, they had me out there for a visit, and they offered me on the spot, and never looked back since. I committed on the spot, and that was that. The end of my position and player career was then and there.
That's fair. Well, so you've seen the other side. Do you feel like that gives you a little bit of an advantage being on the hill and thinking about what the hitter is thinking about? And, you know, if I were in the box hitting against myself right now, what would I expect to see? Does that give you a little bit of an edge?
Yeah, now that you say it, I mean, I think I've done pitching since for like the past 5-6 years now, maybe more. Haven't really done the math, but you kind of forget. Honestly, hitting's pretty hard, and sometimes you take too much pressure and put it on yourself rather than, you know, this hitting 3 out of 10 times is, you know, Hall of Fame stats. And so it is nice to reflect that, you know, hitting's pretty hard, and that can kind of relieve some stress. So.
There's no hiding on the mound at all, you know. As a hitter, you've got that in your back pocket. You know, 3 out of 10 times you're a Hall of Famer. For a pitcher, that's not the case. It's every pitch matters because you leave one mistake, and guys are so good that they'll make that hurt a little bit. So you were great at UCLA. How was your time overall there, and what do you feel like you got out of your college playing career?
It all had to do with the coaching staff and the players I was able to play with were basically brothers. There's high camaraderie, high standards throughout all 3 years. John Savage was the pitching coach, and he basically built me to the pitcher I am today, and a lot I have in my arsenal can be attributed to him. And I think, going back to that high standard, there's a lot of high standards there, and it's nice to just be able to experience that.
For sure. Well, take me to draft day. You know, you get an opportunity with the Rangers, and what was that moment like for you?
Yeah, draft night, we were actually playing a playoff game, so we were still playing baseball, and I think it was, we finished the game. We had already known a couple of our other players were in the first round, second round during the game, and I didn't find out until the game was over. I went up to my family like I normally do against the fence after a game, and they told me I got drafted by the Rangers 50th overall, and there's a lot of emotion there. I think that was a perfect place to be. It was on the baseball field to find out I got drafted, and it was a great experience.
Hey, you talk about that moment where you go to the fence and your family's the one that tells you. Is that a little bit more special to have your family tell you that and then get the phone call? Or do you feel like you missed out on the moment where you got the call, you know, get to experience that and then share it with your family? How do you view that for yourself?
Yeah, I think it's a really unique experience. I don't think a lot of players get to do that in general getting drafted. So that's very fortunate for me, as well as me getting that information from my family rather than the phone call. I think it was a little more special because I still got the phone call later on from the organization. So I didn't miss out on too much. But yeah, I think that's kind of cool because there's a lot of anticipation leading up to it. And so, but yeah, definitely unique.
Ryan, thanks for your time. That's Ryan Garcia, Rough Riders starting pitcher here on the pregame show. When we come back on the other side, we'll get you the starting lineups. Welcome back to the Riders Baseball Network. It's the Riders pregame show, and we're joined by Devin Hurdle. He was the hero last night, a game-tying two-run single in the ninth. Devin, you arrived here in Frisco just a couple of days ago, and your first at-bat. You drive in two runs in the ninth inning. It's a game tire. How does that feel, you know, in a new environment? And you go up there fresh into the game and provide a huge hit.
You know, it feels really good. Obviously, getting that base hit is what I wanted to do. But going up there, my approach is just do my job, move the guys over as much as I can, and just try and lock in. And I know, like, all game I wasn't playing, and coming in it was kind of a little pressure going into it, but I was relaxed and I knew I had to do a job for my team.
For sure. Well, it's not the first time you've had success in Frisco. You spent one game here last year. One game you go 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs. So how have you been able to find so much success when, you know, everything around you just seems to always be changing?
Honestly, I think it's just sticking with myself, having the confidence. Really what sticks out to me is just, like, it's overall the environment, the energy that I play in is kind of what gets me going. And just the adrenaline rush just gives me all the confidence in the world to just go out and play my game. And I know that first night coming down here, just experienced the stadium for the first time, the crowd, it was unbelievable. And then that next night, getting the start and getting the opportunity to play in front of a really great crowd, it just got my energy up and I was locked in from the start.
Awesome. Well, what's your mindset right now? We enter game 6 of the season for the Frisco Rough Riders tonight. You played in one game in high A and then you get into last night's action. Are you just eager to get up to the plate and find some steady playing time?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've been waiting for it to stick in the lineup, but I'm patient, and I know that I got a good team around me. I'm just going to back my teammates up and kind of get behind them. If there's an opportunity that comes, then I'll be ready for it. But, yeah, just cheering on my teammates and getting ready for my opportunity, the next one.
Well, we're chatting with Devin Hurdle here on the Riders pregame show. Devin, for the fans at home listening, what do you bring to this Rough Riders team?
I would like to think I'm the spark plug. I like to bring energy to the team. I like to get my team riled up. And also, like, even with the negative emotions, I try to let that out. I try to back up my teammates, even like if they make a mistake or make an error or whatever. I just kind of back them up, pick them up, and make sure that the energy is even and it's just going with the flow the whole game.
You know, as we mentioned, you start the season in high A with Hickory, and you're quickly thrust into this locker room. What's it been like? I'm sure some familiar faces, but also some new ones here with the Rough Riders.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I'm surrounded by a bunch of great guys. Obviously, I got to spend a little time with them over spring training, getting to know some of them. I haven't met all of them, but coming here, obviously, I got to know a little bit about everyone. I'm still learning on everybody's names and getting to know everybody, but yeah, it's all around a great group of guys, and I just love playing for this team.
We love to have you here. Obviously, last night the hero. We're looking forward to some huge Devin Hurdle moments down the stretch. And just before we wrap things up here on the Riders pregame show, let's take a step back and look at your path to getting here to Frisco. It's been an interesting one. You go undrafted out of Omaha. You sign with the Rangers in July of last season. Does it feel like everything's just happening so quickly for you? And how have you managed to focus on your craft while everything continues to move around, just like we talked about earlier?
Yeah, it has been really quick. I feel like that's pro baseball right there. You just got to be ready for the moment, ready for your opportunity whenever it happens. Yeah, it was a really quick turnaround from being low A and then all of a sudden just getting that call up to double A. And honestly, I've just been even keel the whole time, level-headed mindset, just all the confidence in the world, like I said. But I know I'm all-around a really good player, and I stick to that mindset to get myself to be prepared for any type of moment that comes.
That's Devin Hurdle here on the Riders pregame show. On the other side, we'll get you the starting lineups. Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Frisco Rough Riders reliever Robbie Ahlstrom. Robbie, thanks for taking the time, and let's go ahead and start from the top of your career. You get drafted by the Yankees in 2021. What was that moment like for you?
I'd grown up a Yankees fan, just watching the Yankees growing up and stuff, and being a fan of baseball and knowing kind of what that organization's about throughout the baseball world and stuff. So it was an awesome feeling and stuff, and got there. The organization was great. They really took care of me and stuff. So yeah, it was a cool experience all around.
I love to hear it. We're excited that you're here, obviously. And you've spent now the majority of your career here. Didn't have too much time in the Yankees organization. What was that trade like? You know, it was a pretty big trade that involved some pretty big names. So what was that feeling like for you?
Yeah, it definitely caught me off guard. I mean, I hadn't played an affiliate with them yet. So, like, I was getting ready, packed up and stuff, ready to break spring training, and then got the news, found out, and kind of caught me off guard and stuff. So called my family, friends, let them know, and then 6 hours later I was in down east, the Rangers low A affiliate, ready to play our first game. So it was kind of a whirlwind, but once I got settled in, it was all good after that.
a little bit of a different route, but now you've progressed through the Ranger system at a pretty good rate. Talk about your journey a little bit to Frisco, because once you've gotten here, you've been great. We'll talk about that, you know, here in a second. But how was the journey up to Frisco for you?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of ups and downs. I started as a starter. I did that throughout college and stuff, and then we kind of went a different route. I made some appearances out of the pen before I got moved there full time, and the stuff was better. Like, it was a more clear path to the big leagues there. So when they told me that was going to be my role moving forward, I just tried to buy into that as much as I could, and I've seen a huge progression in that and stuff and my ability to pitch and stuff like that. So it's been comfortable there, and kind of figuring out myself as a pitcher has been it, like, allowed me to be more consistent and just progress up. And had a really good year in Hickory last year, got called up once I settled in here in Frisco. It's all been good, so hopefully just continue to build on that and keep progressing.
For sure. Well, you mentioned you were a starter in college at Oregon. You stay home and play your college ball at Oregon, and you know, you make a lot of starts there. I think there's some records there. I think you're in the top 10 maybe, or at least were at one point in starts made. Don't hold me to it, but I think so. And so you say you make that transition to the bullpen. What sort of things changed for you? Was that a difficult change, especially mentally, like the preparation different? What's the difference between your preparation for being a starter versus now being a reliever?
Yeah, it was just new, finding a new routine, getting hot with seven pitches versus your, as a starter, you get 20, 25, whatever you need to feel good. It's a little bit rushed, but I just leaned on the guys that were already in the pen, asked them kind of what they did, things that work for them, things that don't, and then kind of built my own routine off of that. And I mean, I've had a lot of help, like pitching development, the coaches and stuff, like they've been there just offering me a hand and guiding me to where I need to be. And I think I found a pretty good routine now and kind of settled into that role, and I'm comfortable now.
That's part one of our interview with Rough Riders reliever Robbie Ahlstrom. Tune in tomorrow for part two, and when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, we'll get you the starting lineups. Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. And yesterday you got to hear part one of our two-part interview with Rough Riders reliever Robbie Ahlstrom, who pitched really, really well in game four of this series just 2 days ago. So let's dive into that second part of that interview where Robbie covers his preparation for the game and what he saw out of his outing. Well, you look at the numbers, and by the numbers, Double A's been your best stop to this point. 23 appearances for Frisco, including one last night. And you come in last night, you face four hitters, and you strike three of them out. How would you assess your performance in last night's game?
Felt pretty dominant out there. I had my best stuff. I brought my A game. I ended up walking the guy, but it was almost unnoticed because I knew I was going to get the next guy. Kind of, it was just one of those nights where I was putting the ball where I wanted it. My stuff was working really good. So, yeah, I think it was really good overall, something to build off of and try and get back to that point as much as I can. If I'm like I was last night, like, I'm in a really good spot, so try and get back there.
Well, when you settle in and find that groove, you know that you're getting the next guy out. Is that something that you figure out, you know, when you wake up in the morning? Is that something when you throw your first pitch warming up to go in the game? Or is that batter number one of the outing, okay, I've got this now? How do you find that groove?
It's pretty fluid. You have days where you're feeling good, like your body's feeling good when you wake up. Some days not as good, especially a long season. And then sometimes I usually figure it out in the bullpen when I'm warming up, kind of like how I feel. I had a really good day of prep work, preparation, recovery, like all of that leading up to my outing. So I was in a good spot going in. And then when I was on that mound, I felt really confident. So that was the biggest thing.
Well, Robbie, one last thing. We're chatting with Robbie Ahlstrom, Rough Riders reliever, had a great appearance last night and pitching well to start the season for the Rough Riders. But let's walk through your arsenal just a little bit before we let you go. Is there anything this year that's new or anything that you're tweaking a bit, or is it pretty settled in?
Welcome you back to Amarillo as we're getting you set for game number two of this doubleheader. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Happy to have you along here in the Texas Panhandle. Let's get you the starting lineups for both teams. First, for the Frisco Rough Riders, after winning 10-2 in game one of this doubleheader, it's Kellen Strom leading things off, the center fielder, then Liam Hicks, the designated hitter, and Aaron Zavala in left field hitting third. Middle third of the order, Cody Freeman at third base, Abimelech Ortiz at first base today, and Caber Rodriguez is the Rough Riders shortstop in the six hole. Bottom third, Franier Chavez at second, Heysel Cepeda in right, and Cooper Johnson is the catcher today for Frisco. Once again for the Rough Riders, it's Strom, Hicks, Zavala, Freeman, Ortiz, Rodriguez,
Chavez, Cepeda, and Johnson. Ben Anderson takes the ball for the Rough Riders today. Here's the lineup he faces for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. It's Cameron Graham, the left fielder, leading it off. Then it's Tim Tawa at second base, hitting second. And Davison De Los Santos is the DH. He hits third. Caleb Roberts catches and cleans up. Ivan Melendez, the first baseman, hits fifth. And A.J. Vukovic is the center fielder today in the sixth spot. The bottom third, Christian Robinson in right field. S.P. Chen, the shortstop. And Jesus Valdez is the third baseman in the nine spot. Once again for Amarillo, it's Graham, Tawa, De Los Santos, Roberts, Melendez, Vukovic, Robinson, Chen, and Valdez. Jameson Hill starts today for the Amarillo Sod Poodles, making his seventh start of the season and his second against the Rough Riders this season. The Rough Riders looking to sweep a doubleheader for the first time since April 16, 2022 at San Antonio. And Frisco with an opportunity to do that with Ben Anderson on the mound. It's the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles, game two of this doubleheader, coming up next on the other side of this break here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The Suite Life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2014 with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
And it is gone.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night!
And it's gone!
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
The Rough Riders go for a doubleheader sweep on what turned out to be a beautiful night for baseball on a Thursday in the Texas Panhandle. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Hodgetown. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles, game number 3 of this 6-game series, game number 2 of the evening. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and happy to have you. Kellen Strom, Liam Hicks, Aaron Zavala to lead things off against Jamison Hill, the right-hander for the Sod Poodles tonight. Hill making his second start this season against the Rough Riders. It's been a tough go for the right-hander, a 1-2 record, a 6.60 ERA through 6 starts on the season. Over 30 innings, he's allowed 7 home runs, and opponents are hitting .317 against the right-hander. So Strom, the center fielder, leading it off, coming off an 0-for-4 day with a walk in the opener. He's reached in 21 consecutive games. And he's in from the right side. The crowd filled in quite nicely on this Thursday night after a light crowd in the opener. First pitch to Strom. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, foul back behind home. It's 0-1, and we're underway. 7:45 with the start time tonight in Game 2. 67 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Just a beautiful day for baseball with sun shining up above on a day in which we thought it was going to rain. The pitch. Strom watches a fastball inside. It's 1-1. We thought it was going to rain all day today, but we haven't gotten any rain at all.
It's a day that started with the tarp on the field. It stayed there for quite a while this morning as well.
The 1-1. Low and outside. 2-1. And then it came off and it never went back on. So that's great to see.
It's always a good sign.
No doubt. Rough Riders went with the gray tops in Game 1. They have the red tops here in Game 2. The pitch is on the outside corner, called strike. We're even at 2-2. Red tops, gray bottoms, red double R ball cap. It's the white tops, white bottoms, and red ball cap for the Sod Poodles after they went with the navy cap in Game 1. 2-2 on Strom to lead off the game. Hill from the stretch, and the right-hander pitches. Breaking ball fouled away right side. Still 2-2. Defense behind Jamison Hill today is Kevin Graham in left field, A.J. Vukovic in center, and Christian Robinson in right. Jesus Valdez is the third baseman. S.P. Chan at short. Tim Tawa at second. Ivan Melendez at first. And Caleb Roberts catches. 2-2. Fastball high, and it's 3-2 on Strom. Last season, Jamison Hill, 7-6, a 4.35 ERA for the Sod Poodles. He allowed 13 home runs in his 25 starts. The pitch fouled away again behind home plate, and it's still 3-2 on Strom, leading off the ballgame. And through 30 innings so far in year number 2 in Amarillo, he's allowed 7 home runs already. It's been particularly tough for Jamison Hill at home. An ERA above 7 here at home. And particularly in the first inning as well. The offering on the outside corner, strike 3 call. Strom down on strikes with a 96-mile-an-hour painted fastball. One away. And that brings Liam Hicks to the plate. Top of the first, no score, one out. Out of the 7 home runs that Hill has allowed, 3 have come in the first. He's allowed 7 runs and 6 starts in the first inning. The pitch is high and outside. It's 1-0 to the designated hitter. Rough Riders scored a run in the first in the opener of this series. A sack fly by Cody Freeman in Game 1. The offering, swing and a miss. Good breaking ball down and in. It's 1-1. Hicks, the DH, had a good day in the opener of the set. He went 2-for-3 with a walk, 2 RBIs, and 3 runs scored. He scored twice and drove in 2 as part of that 9-run third inning that propelled the Rough Riders to victory in the opener. 10-2. 1-1 pitch. Low and outside to Hicks, and it's 2-1.
Very soft wind blowing in from center field at 5 miles an hour. Rough Riders did not hit a home run in that opener of the doubleheader. 2-1. Hicks swings and drills it out to left center field. Vukovich at the warning track. He gives way to Graham, the left fielder who cuts over. He makes the catch at the warning track. 2 away. Hicks just missing it. On a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone. Aaron Zavala now with two down bases clear. No score, top of the first inning. Riders left fielder in from the left side. Hill the right-hander from the belt to pick. Fastball lashed into left field right at Graham. He's there to make the catch. And the inning comes to a close just like that. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. 1-2-3 frame for Jamison Hill. We go to the bottom of the first. Ben Anderson on the hill for the Riders when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're at the bottom of the first inning. It's Ben Anderson on the hill for the Rough Riders. No score between Frisco and Amarillo. Kevin Graham, Tim Tawa, Davison De Los Santos, the 3-2 up in this home half of the first. Anderson getting the start for the Rough Riders, his second against the Sod Poodles. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And the pitch. A low and inside. 1 ball and no strikes to Graham. Anderson in that first go-around against Amarillo threw a quality start, allowing 3 runs, 2 of them earned. The pitch. Swinging a hot ground ball up the middle. That's into center. It's a base hit for Kevin Graham on the ground at 109 miles an hour off the bat. He smoked it. Leadoff runner aboard. And Tim Tawa to the plate. Trevor Patience has balls and strikes behind the plate. Brandon Tipton, our third base umpire. Ray Villanueva is our replacement umpire at first for Ben Engstrand. Anderson fires. Breaking ball high. 1 ball, no strikes. 4-pitch mix for Ben Anderson. He'll go fastball, curveball, changeup for the most part. And throws a slider, cutter mix. As his fourth pitch, the offering is a soft ground ball to the right side, and that leaks through into right field. It's a base hit for Tim Tawa. The extreme pull side shift for the Rough Riders, and Tawa was able to hit it the other way off the end of the bat and just squib it into right for a hit. You can't blame the Rough Riders for playing so far to the pull. Tawa has the 7th highest pull rate in the Texas League, but he hit that off the end of the bat and it squibbed the opposite way. So the first two have reached here against Ben Anderson. And here is the dangerous, the formidable Davison De Los Santos. Nobody out, 2 aboard. Anderson deals. High, 1 ball, no strikes. De Los Santos
had a bit of a down game in game one. He only went 2-for-3 with two RBIs and two singles. Against the Rough Riders this season, he is 16-for-30. The pitch. Fouled back. It's one ball and one strike. Of course, being facetious, but he has been phenomenal against Frisco with his four homers, 13 RBIs in eight games. He holds his hands high above his helmet, wiggling them back and forth, now lowers them, and Anderson pitches. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball, 1-2. He calls time and steps out. Anderson would love to get a ground ball here. Help him out here in the first inning. He stretches. Kicks in the 1-2. Swinging a chopper to third. Freeman leaps. It's over his head and out into left field. Graham around 30 crosses home. It's 1-0 Amarillo. And Davison de los Santos has done it again. This one not a scorcher. Instead a high chopper up over Freeman, who's only 5'8" at third base. He came in on the ball hoping to leap up and turn a double play, but he came in too far and it just went over his head. Three straight singles for Amarillo. Now the catcher, Caleb Roberts. 1-0 Sod Poodles. The pitch. Check swing on a high pitch. No appeal. One ball, no strikes. Rough Riders didn't play a whole lot of doubleheaders last year. This is their first doubleheader since July 7th of last year at home against Midland. The pitch. Just outside. 2-0.
And there's already another one scheduled for the Rough Riders this year, as Sunday's Mother's Day game got rained out. Now we're going to play a doubleheader against San Antonio later in the year.
I'll be on Wednesday of their next series. The pitch is a chopper off the end of the bat, up the third baseline and foul. Probably better that that was foul. Would have been a tough play for Freeman. 2-1. Rough Riders have not swept a doubleheader since April 16th against San Antonio on the road of 2022. I was in that opening series in San Antonio in which the Rough Riders swept the Missions in six games, and that actually wasn't a rainout doubleheader. That was a scheduled doubleheader playing two on that Saturday because Sunday was Easter Sunday that year. Anderson steps off, wants a reset of the count, a reset of his signs, I should say. Count doesn't reset when you step off. That'd be interesting. The offering. And this is high. Some three balls, one strike.
Some banana ball stuff,
yeah,
or
no
something
kidding.
Going on there.
Anderson has thrown 13 pitches so far. Still nobody out. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to second. Chavez has got it. Flips it on to second for a one. Rodriguez to first. Double play. 4-6-3, got that ground ball he needed. And two outs after the first three reached. Tawa down to third on the play. Melendez batting now with a runner at third. One run in, Amarillo leads 1-0. Ben Anderson has been a good ground ball pitcher this year. More ground ball than fly ball. And getting that double play ball there. First pitch to Melendez. Swinging a foul back into Cooper Johnson's glove. It's 0-1. Defense behind Ben Anderson with two down here in the first. Aaron Zavala in left. Kellen Strom in center. Jesel Cepeda in right. Cody Freeman in third. Keber Rodriguez and Franer Chavez, the double play combination up the middle. The pitch fouled back and it's 0-2. That'll be Malek Ortiz, Rough Riders first baseman today. Cooper Johnson does the catching. Oh, and 2 on Melendez. Anderson fires home. It's high. One ball, two strikes. First inning's been a bit of a problem for Anderson this season. He's allowed now 7 runs in the first and just 6 combined runs in all of his other innings this year.
1-2, swing and a miss. Fouled it back into Johnson's glove for strike three. And Anderson allows the first three to reach, but limits the damage of the double play and a strikeout. One run on three hits, no errors, one left on. It's 1-0 Sot Poodles to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Rough Riders trail 1-0 to the top of the second inning here in Amarillo. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy you're with us. Cody Freeman, Abimelech Ortiz, Caber Rodriguez, the 3-2 up for the Rough Riders in this second. Freeman, Rough Riders' third baseman, drove in a run with a sac fly in the opener of this doubleheader. Went 1-for-3. Jameson Hill, a 1-2-3 first inning to his name. He deals in. Backs Freeman off the plate just slightly. It's 1-0. Freeman's been swinging the stick very well recently. Consistently a lot of hard contact. The pitch is a breaking ball. It slips across the outside edge of the knees, a strike, and it's 1-1. He continues to be one of the best and most consistent hitters for the Rough Riders this year, hitting in the cleanup spot. 1-1 pitch. He swings, pops it up, foul out of play. 1-2. Waiting for this Rough Riders offense to get going with the homer side of things. They continue to be very sporadic with the long ball. Did hit 2 in the opener of this series. Freeman awaits. Hill ready from the stretch. And the 1-2 on the way. Freeman a check swing grounder, foul right side. Nearly kept it fair down the right field line. And it's 1-2. Freeman has hit all 3 of his homers against the Sot Poodles, including 2 in one game, and is part of a 5-hit affair back in April. Looking to ignite something. 1-2. Breaking ball high. 2-2. Infield plays back into pole for Freeman. Hill the 2-2. Low and away with a breaking ball. We're full at 3-2. Nice little plate appearance for Cody Freeman to lead it off in the second. Very similar to Kellen Strom's to lead off the game. Hill from the stretch. 3-2. Swinging a pop-up back behind home. And this one just has enough to get into the stands. Still 3-2. This is a portion of the order that is going to be very key, not only in this game, but going forward. We all know what the top third of the order is capable of with Kellen Strom, Liam Hicks, and Aaron Zavala. They've been pretty consistent, not only with their hitting this season, but they've been consistently the top three in the order. Well, 4, 5, and 6 has been moved around a little bit. Hill offers in. Swinging a pop-up again, fouling out of play behind home plate. It's still 3-2. Today it's Cody Freeman, Abimelech Ortiz, and Caber Rodriguez. Freeman's been really good. Abimelech Ortiz has been inconsistent, but been good when he's been on. Caber Rodriguez just joined the team a couple weeks ago, but he's currently swinging a very hot bat. Payoff pitch. Swinging a line shot down the left field line. That drops in fair, rolling to the corner. Freeman around first. He pulls into second easily with his third double of the series. That's a great sign after a really nice at-bat.
Yeah, what an at-bat for Freeman. I was going to say, you see as many pitches as Freeman did there, and in such a mix with nine pitches. For Cody Freeman to end up putting a ball in play is great. You end up with a double, but you step back. That pays dividends moving forward.
Yeah, hopefully knocking Hill out of this game early. Here's Abimelech Ortiz. Hill from the stretch, the pitch. Ortiz watches away, and it's one ball and no strikes. When you talk about the consistency of this offense, this is the guy that comes to mind. When Ortiz gets hot, it's a when, not an if. Look out. The 1-0. Swinging a pop-up off the end of the bat down the left side. It falls in for a base hit. Freeman getting the wave around third. He comes across to score. Ortiz into second. He's in there with an RBI double. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. And that one, as a big smile comes across Ortiz's face, ties the game at one. An off the end of the bat blooping RBI double down the left field line. And we've got a brand new ball game here in the second. Back-to-back doubles for the Riders. Caber Rodriguez now, the right-handed batter. Hill stretches, fires. High and inside. One ball, no strikes. Well, that's just about as good as it gets in terms of when you're not going well. Sometimes you just get lucky, and Ortiz hoping that can ignite him here. The 1-0. Swinging a chopper down the third baseline. That one's fair. Rolling down into the corner again. Ortiz around third, and Caber Rodriguez replaces him at second. Three consecutive doubles start off the second inning for the Riders. They now lead 2-1. How about that? A rope double down the left field line, a bloop double down the left field line, and that one a ground ball double down the left field line. Here's Freiner Chavez. An offense which has struggled to produce doubles this season, especially recently. No trouble here in the second inning with three consecutive doubles. You can hear that yelling in the background. No, that's not a fan. That's Cody Freeman from the Riders dugout yelling down to the bullpen. Cody Freeman full of energy. Mound visit for Tom Gorzolani, the pitching coach. He heads back to the dugout. Now Franger Chavez, who homered in the opener of this series on Tuesday in a 1-for-4 game. Caber Rodriguez at second. Three straight doubles for the Rough Riders here in the second inning. Nobody out. Pitch to Chavi. He swings, chops it out to second base. This one isn't going to be a double. Tawa's got it. Fires on to first. Chavez retired, Rodriguez down to third. Productive out for Chavez, and Jesus Cepeda stands in now. Riders lead 2-1, top of the second. Hill from the stretch, he deals. Fastball popped up right side, foul ground right, right side into the stands. It's 0-1. Narrowly missed a fan. And she got the foul ball right below us. 0-1 on Cepeda, tying a career high with three hits in the opener of the doubleheader. The pitch. Chopper to third. Right to Valdez. He's got it. Looks back. Rodriguez at third and throws out Cepeda. Pair of ground ball outs for Hill after the mound visit. Cooper Johnson stands in now. 2-1. Rough Riders lead it. Top of the second. Rough Riders sending all nine to the plate in the first two innings combined. Johnson representing the nine spot. Hill offers. Johnson watches. Fastball for a strike. In the inside corner. Fastball has been from 93 to 95 for the right-hander Hill. 0-1. Low. One ball on one strike. Missing it with a cutter. Riders offense putting up 10 in game one of his doubleheader, already two in the second. The offering is sent high in the air to right center field. Robinson cutting over into the right center alley. He's there, and he makes the catch. A fly ball out to right field for Cooper Johnson. And the Rough Riders are down. But two runs across on three hits. No errors. One left on. Bottom of the second coming up next. Riders leading 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans recording? Of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. If you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight, Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A.J. Vukovic starts off the bottom half of the second inning for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. First pitch from Ben Anderson is just outside, 1-0. A.J. Vukovic, Christian Robinson, S.P. Chen, 6-7-8 in the order. Rough Riders leading 2-1. Anderson ball behind his back. He meets it with the glove at the belt of the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good pitch low. That's the slider slash cutter that he throws, and it's one ball and one strike. Anderson has started to work that in a little bit more. He came in with just a three-pitch mix into the season, but he's worked in that slider and cutter at the behest of John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach. 1-1. Swinging a drive out to deep center field. Strom back. He's at the warning track. He's there, and he makes the catch. It looked like Vukovic gave it a ride, but Strom able to track it down with the wind blowing in just slightly. One away. 105 miles an hour off the bat, and any time that ball goes in the air, you can start to hold your breath a little bit here in Hodgetown. Two-one Rough Riders, bottom half of the second. This ballpark has hosted so many homers over the years. It first opened in 2019. Anderson pitches, fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Amarillo is second in the league in home runs this year, but there's still a long ways to go. Every year that they've existed, their first four full seasons as a franchise, the pick. Chopper to third, Freeman cuts it off to his left and slings it on to first, just gets Robinson. Two away. Every year, all four seasons, Amarillo has led the league in home runs, and they finished in the top four in total home runs every single season. Three out of the four full seasons, they have been last in the league in road home runs. So they have really used this ballpark to their advantage on the offensive side. SP Chen, left-handed batter. Anderson fires. Just misses outside. One ball and no strikes. 2-1 Rough Riders. Bottom of the second. It was no more true than last season when they hit 134 home runs at home last year. The pitch is lined into the center field. Strom coming on, and he can't get there. Falls in a base hit. Single for SP Chen to center field, and Jesus Valdez bats now. Last year, their 134 home runs were 37 more than the next closest team in home runs. And they finished last in the league in road home runs last year, but still first overall. First pitch, Valdez misses, or takes high, I should say, 1-0. That just goes to show you how hitter-friendly this ballpark is. Now, of course, when they're playing here at home, the other team gets to hit here, too. Anderson deals. Misses high, and it's 2-0, so it's not a game-by-game basis advantage. It's more of an overall numbers advantage when you look at players at the end of the season. For example, an Amarillo hitter is usually going to have a lot better numbers than an Arkansas hitter, for example. The pitch is fouled back, and it's 2-1. As Arkansas plays in a very pitcher-friendly ballpark, same with San Antonio. So usually that's reflected in the postseason All-Star list for the Texas League. You see usually a lot more Amarillo hitters than you do any other team because their numbers are a little bit inflated because of this ballpark. The pitch, fouled straight back. It's 2-2. I'll get off my soapbox, but it's still, this ballpark is a little bit of a cheat code for that. AAA Reno with the AAA team for the Diamondbacks, similarly, is a very hitter-friendly ballpark, as are a ton of ballparks in the Pacific Coast League of a AAA. Two balls, two strikes on Valdez. 2-1 Rough Riders, two outs, runner at first base, bottom of the second. Anderson deals home. And it's high. Three balls, two strikes. Anderson, 29 pitches. He fires, runner goes, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Van Anderson with his second strikeout, and he throws a scoreless second inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We're into the top of the third next. Luke Maley's on the play-by-play next. Riders lead 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Top of the third inning, alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. It's Jameson Hill back on the bump, and he's got the top of the Rough Riders card in Kellen Strom. Rough Riders leading 2-1, courtesy of a two-spot in the top of the second inning. Looking to add to it here. They've been out hit 4-3 in this one, but they lead by one on the scoreboard. First offering to Strom, a check swing. He was able to hold things back. Fastball at 92. Rough Riders got a win to even the series in game one of this doubleheader. Second pitch to Strom. Misses upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. In dominant fashion, you could add a 10-2 win featuring a 9-run third inning. The pitch. Swing and a foul ball back to the screen. 2-1. And the only hitter not to notch a hit in that third inning was Kellen Strom. He did walk in the frame, but his seven-game hitting streak came to a close. But with that walk, extended his on-base streak to 21 games. Pitch misses inside. Strom ahead, three balls and one strike. Another fastball, just missed a bit inside of the right-handed hitter. Strom hitting an even 280 on the year. The pitch. He rips this one to left center field. Long run for Kevin Graham. It's out of his reach. Two hops to the base of the wall. Strom's around first. He pulls into second. It's the fourth double of the game for the Rough Riders. A leadoff double for Kellen Strom. The Riders seeing the baseball well against Jameson Hill. They've got four hits, all of them doubles. Cody Freeman, Abimelech Ortiz, and Kaber Rodriguez went back-to-back-to-back in the double column. That produced the two runs that the Rough Riders possess. Now Liam Hicks wouldn't mind keeping the streak going. Digs in from the left side against Jameson Hill. First offering to Hicksy. It's called a strike. Went to the spinner. Like the slider from the right-hander, and it's 0-1. Right-hander ready. Glove at the chest. Hicks rips this one deep to right field. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is foul. Rough Riders bullpen pointing that it was fair, but in a joking way, as it was obviously foul. Soared over the heads of the bullpen down the right field line and then found its way to the concourse. Liam Hicks had allowed out his first time up on a flyout to left center field. The pitch. Misses upstairs. A fastball at 93. Ball and two strikes now. On the Rough Riders' designated hitter here in game two. I think he was behind the plate working with Ryan Garcia in game one. The pitch. Skips in. Blocked by the catcher, Roberts. Now Roberts, the catcher for Amarillo, on the other side of things. He's been the designated hitter in both game one on Tuesday and then game one of this doubleheader, game two of the series overall. And now is behind the plate in the third game of the series. 2-2 on its way. Hicks lays off of it. Misses upstairs. Slider from Jameson Hill. Count moves from 0-2 to 3-2. Hicks went 2-for-3 in game one today, including a pair of RBIs. 3-2, ripped into center field. It's down for a base hit. Strom getting the point around third, and then quick breaks put on by Carlos Cardoza. So the Riders have runners at the corners. And nobody out. Aaron Zavala lined out his last time up.
hit it hard, but directly at the left fielder, Kevin Graham. First offering to Zavala is a breaking ball called a strike right over the heart of the plate. About as middle as it goes. 79 mile an hour curveball from the right hand. Zavala went 2-for-4 in game one today. The offering. Swing and a weak pop up into right center field. Long run for the second baseman, Tawa. He gives way to Robinson, camped under it. Not deep enough to bring Kellen Strom home from third. So Zavala flies out to right field. Both runners stay put at the corners, and there's one away here in this top of the third inning for Cody Freeman. And nobody today has seen more pitches than Cody Freeman against Jameson Hill. He was locked in a battle, foul ball after foul ball after foul ball. With the right-hander Hill. Cody Freeman won that battle with a leadoff double to open the second inning. That started the barrage of doubles by the Riders. Back to back to back as Freeman hacks at the first pitch and fouls it back in and out of the glove of Roberts. 0-1. Freeman went 1-for-3. Earlier today. Now has 4 hits in the series, 3 of those doubles. The pitch. Check swing by Freeman. Back pick to third, and Strom is back in safely. The crowd saw it. It was a nice throw by Roberts behind the dish. But Strom pretty evidently back in safely, and it was certainly close. Valdez at third base applied the tag. But to no avail. Freeman behind 0-2. Righty kicks and delivers. The 0-2 is skied into right field, tailing into foul ground, and will work its way into the seats. Cody Freeman stays alive. Well, Zach was talking the last time Cody Freeman was up about him consistently having loud and hard contact. There was a point in this year where we were up here saying, man, Cody Freeman hit it hard, but nothing to show for it. That finally has evened out. He's raised his average to almost 290. So he takes one well above his head for ball one. Fastball at 93, got away from Hill. Ball and 2 strikes on the right-handed hitting third baseman. Hits have started to fall for him, and he's been a pain in the side for Amarillo. The 1-2, and it's ripped to deep left field. Back goes Graham. He's looking up at it, and it is gone. Cody Freeman's got himself another extra base hit, this time a 3-run bomb. And the Riders extend their lead to 5-1 in the top of the third. Oh, baby, Cody Freeman. His 5th homer of the season, and his 4th against Amarillo. What a shot, no doubter off the bat. On the 8th homer allowed by Jameson Hill this season. First offering to Ortiz is foul out of play. Off to the left side behind home plate. That doesn't get any easier for Jameson Hill. Bimelec Ortiz. Power hitter from the left side watches the second offering for ball one. Evens things and a ball and a strike. Kellen Strom started the inning with a double. Liam Hicks singled to make it runners at the corner for a fly out to right by Aaron Zavala. Cody Freeman cleaned up the base paths with a 3-run bomb. Abby Ortiz awaits the 1-1 from Hill. The pitch swing and a fly ball into left field, but playable for Kevin Graham out there. He circles around it, reaches up, makes the play.
two gone in this third frame. That brings up Caber Rodriguez. Caber's had himself quite a series. Watches the first offering from Hill. Fastball at 94. Clipped the outer edge of the strike zone. Caber doubled and drove in the go-ahead run. His last time up. Chops this one on the first base side. On a backhand, it is Melendez. And he has it. He races to the pillow to beat Rodriguez. And the inning comes to a close. On the ground out by Caber Rodriguez. Well, the Rough Riders get 3 runs. On the 3-run homer by Cody Freeman, they notch 3 hits, no errors in the frame, and they leave the bases empty. We turn things over to the home half of the third inning. Sod Poodles due up, trailing 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Ben Anderson delivers a first pitch strike. The left-handed hitting Kevin Graham. Graham singled and scored in that bottom of the first as Anderson misses upstairs with a fastball at 92. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Offering home is tapped out in front of the plate and just spins into foul territory, gloved by Johnson. Ben Anderson ahead. A ball and 2 strikes. After his first inning single, Kevin Graham now hitting .342 on the year. The pitch. Swing and a foul back to the screen. Count remains a ball and 2 strikes. But for Kevin Graham, who's had himself a pretty good day, hit in each of the games today. It's been a tough month of May. Came into today's action, hitting just .190 in May after hitting .389 in the month of April. Right-hander delivers. Just missed a bit outside. Fastball at 93. Kevin Graham evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson set at the belt. Righty kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by him at 93. It's the third strikeout for Ben Anderson. Now steps in. He picked up a single in that first inning, but was erased, or rather was stranded at third base.
Anderson fires a first pitch strike. One with the changeup. But up in the zone, not where Anderson would like to miss, but no damage done. Righty peers in, gets his side. 0-1 on its way. Just missed upstairs. The 1-1. Misses. Bit down with a changeup. Powell jumps ahead. Two balls and a strike. Tim Tawa has had a surge of power over the last few games. The pitch. Swinging and a foul back to the screen. That evens things at two balls and two strikes. Tawa played 9 games at AAA to start the year. But in his first 20 games, he hit no home runs. Over his last 17, he's hit all 7 to his name this year. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ben Anderson. And they're 2 away here in the home half of the third. And in steps Davison De Los Santos. We were joking around with his RBI single in the first that he had a tough day in game one. Now, wasn't all that tough. 2 for 3 with a pair of RBIs. Misses up and away. In game one of this series, De Los Santos belted his 12th homer of the year, which is first in all the Texas League. The pitch. Check swing. Able to hold it back, and it misses just a bit upstairs. 2 balls and no strikes. But that home run snapped a 5-game homerless streak, which doesn't seem like all that long. So the 2-0 is on its way. Swing and a miss from De Los Santos. Had him off balanced. Swung out of his shoes at the changeup. But for Davis and De Los Santos, that 5-game homerless streak was the longest of the season for him. Which is just absurd. Anderson ready. The 2-1. Swinging a foul ball back to the screen. Another 2-2 count here in the center. Fastball over the heart of the plate. And De Los Santos couldn't square it up. Swung a bit under. Riders leading 5-1. They've scored in back-to-back innings. Ben Anderson trying to strike out the side. Righty comes set. Glove at the belt. Offering. This is upstairs. Fastball. Johnson was set up for an elevated fastball. But it ran a bit high for Ben Anderson. The count moves to full. The payoff pitch. Swinging a chopper left side. But in foul ground. Count stays full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson went to the changeup on the inner edge of the strike zone there. Los Santos was able to fight it off. The 3-2. Swinging a pop-up. It'll work its way out of play. Behind home plate. 8th pitch of the bat. Coming up. Anderson with the ball pinned to his back. Now comes set. Has his sign and he's ready to go. The 3-2. Swinging another foul ball. You can talk about all the things that Davison De Los Santos does well. He leads in all sorts of categories. Across the Texas League, across all of AA. His name's in the top 10 in a lot of whole minor league statistics. As the 3-2 comes, it's fouled off again. Anderson went to the changeup. It's a bit downstairs, but De Los Santos battles it off. He leads in all sorts of things. But continuously, he's just a tough out. 10th pitch of the AB. Ready from Anderson. The pitch. Swinging another foul ball. It's 5 straight foul balls from Davis and De Los Santos. All of them coming in a 3-2 count. He jumped ahead 2-0.
Swung and missed at a pair of pitches, then watched ball three. So five straight foul balls. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase. Anderson wins the 11-pitch battle. He strikes out the side here in the bottom of the third. Three in the books from Hodgetown. We turn things over to the visiting portion of the fourth inning. Rough Riders leading 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Roadrider Baseball.
Franmer Chavez set to get things going in the top of the fourth inning for the Roughriders. They lead it 5-1 over Amarillo. Amarillo got a run in the home half of the first and have been held scoreless against Ben Anderson since. Jameson Hill trying to stop back-to-back scoreless innings with runs for the Rough Riders as Chavez pounds the first pitch off. Riders were held scoreless against Hill, who's had some trouble in the first inning this year, specifically with the long ball. The Riders got two in the second, three in the third. The pitch, Chavez pops it up, and it works its way out of play. 1-2. Franmer Chavez had game one of this doubleheader off. Digs back in behind 0-2. Hill ready. And fires the 0-2. It's hit right back up the middle. It's off his foot. Deflects over towards the shortstop. Valdez, the third baseman, can't handle it. It's an infield single for Franmer Chavez. And Hill limping a bit at the back of the mound. Hopefully he's all right. It just clipped his right foot. Chavez hit it one hop back, and it got him in the calf. It's not a bad place to get hit if you're a pitcher, but it certainly tightens up really quick. So for Jameson Hill, to keep it stretched out.
Certainly one of the more meaty places to get hit. That's where you want to get hit, not on the bone itself, but he's stretching that calf out on the hill right now, and that's not a fun place to get hit because, as you mentioned, it does tighten up, and that's his push-off leg there.
Yeah, you generally prefer something to be on that front leg that you don't have to push with. And he's going to throw a couple warm-up pitches.
And it hit it not on the meaty inside part but on the outside,
yeah,
which is less meaty, and so I'm sure that hurt a little bit more.
His warm-up pitches appear to be okay. Hopefully for his sake, he's all good. And he waves off the trainer and is ready to go. Franmer Chavez opens up the fourth inning with an infield hit. Aysel Cepeda digs in. Cepeda had himself a three-hit game in game one of the doubleheader. A pair of singles, an RBI, a run scored, and a double as he hits this one on the ground right at the shortstop, Chen, and it goes under his glove. He pulled up a bit early. Boy, that was a tailor-made double play ball. And it looked like SB Chen just tried to do everything too quick. He was ready to throw it when the ball got to him, and he pulled the glove up just a little bit. Cepeda reaches on an E6. Tough break for Jamison Hill. After you get hit by a pitch that results in an infield single, you think you have a double play ball, and an error wipes it away. Cooper Johnson digs in. The first offering to him is called a strike. Fastball just clipped the outer edge. Chavez up to second base. Cepeda at first after the error. Cooper Johnson awaits the 1-0. Ripped into left center field. It's down for a hit. Here comes Chavez to the plate. He's going to score easily. And Cepeda goes first to third. Cooper Johnson adds to the Riders' lead. An RBI single makes it 6-1. That's the swing for Cooper Johnson. And watching him at batting practice, he's been trying to work on hitting more line drives versus fly balls. He's been a bit late over the course of the past couple weeks as we'll get a mound visit. And it's led to him dropping the bat head. Has resulted in some pop-ups and weak flyouts on the right side. He turned on that pitch on the inner edge and rips it into left center field to extend the Riders' lead to 6-1. What an offensive day it's been for the Riders. 10 runs in game one. Now here in the fourth, they've got runners at the corners with nobody out in the top of the lineup coming up. And they've already scratched across six against Jamison Hill. Kellen Strom for the third time. He doubled his last time up. The pitch runs down and away to the right-handed hitter. What a tear it's been for Kellen Strom. Mentioned had a seven-game hitting streak snapped in game two of this series, game one today. We're back on it with a double today. He's raised his average to 295. So he rips through fastball top of the zone. Evens things. Add a ball and a strike. Jamison Hill here in the top of the fourth inning with nobody out has just surpassed the 60-pitch mark. Right-hander ready. Runners at the corners. Pitch just missed. Just a bit outside with a fastball. 2-1. Ready and delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball at the top of the zone. Kellen couldn't get to it. Evens things at two balls and two strikes. Jamison Hill has one strikeout today. It was the first batter of this ballgame. Kellen Strom went down looking. Ever since, the Riders have put everything in play. The pitch taken downstairs. 3-2. Kellen's double in the third extended his on-base streak to 22 games. Zach mentioned earlier, had a 24-game on-base streak last season. The 3-2, taken downstairs, it's ball four. And Cepeda running down from third, and he's going to score. Johnson took off on the pitch. The catcher, Roberts, threw down to second. Cepeda darted for the plate, and the throw skipped under Roberts' mitt, and he scores. So Kellen works a walk. He goes to first base. Aisel Cepeda comes down to score on the play, and it's runners at the corners yet again as Cooper Johnson moved to third. Liam Hicks digs in for the third time. He's one for two today. Watches a called strike. Fastball just clipped the top of the strike zone. Kellen Strom at first base. Always a threat to run. 6 for 6 stealing bases this year. Moretti comes home, and Hicks hits this high into left field, but playable for the center fielder, Vukovic. He ranges into the alleyway. Johnson tags, and Vukovic dropped it. Strom moves up to second. Cooper Johnson was tagging.
They're saying he dropped on the transfer?
There's no way.
There's no way. They're calling him out.
Wow.
There's no way.
And now Kellen Strom is saying, I went back and tagged. But they called him out at first for a double play. Oh, boy. What an eventful play right there. A fly ball into center field that Johnson was going to tag on. It should have been deep enough to score it.
There's no way that was on the transfer. He dropped that fly ball.
Wow. Kellen's staying at second base right now. So they must have talked and said that he did tag up, which he certainly did. But there is no way that that was dropped on the transfer. That popped in and out of Vukovic's glove in center. That's a huge break for Amarillo if that results in out number two. Umpires convene. They talk things over. They want to mention something to Amarillo's manager, Tim Bogar. And the umpire's chatting with the Sod Poodles manager.
That's got to be an E8. I mean, there's no chance.
I'm not so sure about that. Sometimes there's those borderline ones where a guy makes a play, quickly reaches in his glove, and it pops out. Okay, transfer, that's fine. It's borderline. At least on the first look, it appeared that it just popped in and out of his glove. Taking another look at it now. It looked like he reached up, and it hit the palm of his glove, and then just found its way to the grass. Wasn't quite a reaching motion to that point. Just umpires don't have the luxury of seeing what we're seeing right now. They're still talking things over, trying to get this right. Looks like they're sticking with Strom at second base and it being an out recorded in center field.
Yeah, that's the wrong call.
It certainly is.
As you mentioned, they don't have the luxury replay.
No, they don't. So Cooper Johnson scores. Now they're appealing to first again. Melendez steps in first base, and Ray Villanueva says safe. And now Tim Bogar is out of the third base dugout to talk things over with the first base umpire. Well, we just had a conversation between the umpires and Tim Bogar. Jameson Hill got back on the mound, ready to pitch to Aaron Zavala. He stepped off the rubber, fires to first. A safe call as they appeal Strom tagging up. And now Bogar's out of the dugout to argue yet again. Now he heads back to the dugout. What an interesting sequence. For Amarillo, I think, catch a little bit of a break there on what could have been the third error of the inning. Have a throwing error, an error on the shortstop, and SB Chen that could have been a double play ball. Here's the first pitch to Zavala, and it hits the umpire. Strom moves up to third. I'm not sure what happened there, but Roberts was set up for a pitch. A fastball came in and just went right by his glove and nailed the home plate umpire, Trevor Patience, in the right thigh. One and oh. Pitch to Zavala. Swing and a pop-up works its way out of play.
What else are we going to see this inning?
I don't know. Maybe we'll get a real-life sod poodle.
Whoa.
Running on the field. That'd be pretty cool.
Little prairie dog?
Little prairie dog.
They should have an area in the berm that's just a bunch of prairie dogs.
It's a perfect spot right there in the berm. Swing and a miss from Zavala. It's 1-2. I like that play. Rough Riders back home are going to have Diva the Horse next homestand.
That's a beautiful horse if you haven't seen Diva.
I've seen a picture. I'm so excited to see Diva in person. The pitch to Zavala is ripped into left center field. Long run for Vukovic, and it runs to the wall. Strom will jog home. It's an RBI double for Aaron Zavala. Boy, oh boy, the Rough Riders are swinging it today. A four-run fourth inning. They went 2 in the second, 3 in the third, now 4 in the fourth, and they lead it 9-1 over Amarillo. And that looks like it's going to be it for Jamison Hill. The Rough Riders are all over today. Offensively, they have put on a clinic. Jamison Hill chased from the game here in the fourth inning. Aaron Zavala stands at second base. We'll introduce you to the new arm for the Sod Poodles when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Amarillo, Cody Freeman digs in against the new arm. It's the side armor. And John Matthews, former Rough Rider. The Riders have seen him this year. Pitched a couple times in the series at Riders Field back in late April. Matthews delivers the first offering to Freeman. It's popped up left side. Long run for both Graham and Chen. It's Chen, the shortstop, who reaches up and snares it. And he tumbles to the ground as he had his legs chopped out from under him by Kevin Graham, who was in pursuit. It's out number two. The eventful inning continues. It's great concentration by SP Chen, knowing that the left fielder was on his back. Makes the grab, holds on. That's a catch in the NFL. Couple of feet, maintain possession. Here's Abimelech Ortiz. First offering to him is called a strike. Matthews on the season, a 1-0 record with a 5.73 ERA. This is 11th appearance. Right-hander comes set, drops down and delivers. Misses bit inside on Abimelech. Two away, the Rough Riders leading 9-1. They've scored four in this top of the fourth inning. Matthews trying to get the final out of the frame. He delivers and misses upstairs. Ortiz hops ahead in the count, two balls in a strike. Aaron Zavala drove in Kellen Strom with a double. That's where he stands right now, second base. The 2-1 to Ortiz. Thought about pulling the trigger. Able to hold it up. It's just missed. Down and away for the Riders' first baseman. Hitters count for Abby Ortiz. The 3-1 from Matthews. Swing and a miss. Ortiz was out in front of it. And it's a 3-2 count. Full count with two gone in the frame. Rough Riders with four runs in the inning. Matthews comes set, bounces the left leg. Rocks and fires, swing and a foul ball. Ortiz was way out in front of it. Count remains full at 3-2. Abby today, an RBI double and a fly out to left. Both times today, he shot it the other way towards left field. He's been out in front of Matthews here. The 3-2, chopped on the right side. Melendez has it at first. He races to the bag. A couple of steps ahead of Abby Ortiz, and the inning comes to a close. But the Rough Riders get four runs on just three hits. Two errors in the inning, and the Riders leave one stranded. As Aaron Zavala is stranded at second base. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Riders leading it 9-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ben Anderson back out there. He struck out four consecutive Amarillo hitters. Dating back to the second inning. A pitch from Anderson. Just misses outside to the left-handed hitting Caleb Roberts. Roberts bounced into a 4-6-3 double play his last time out. So watches the pitch, called a strike. Change up from Ben Anderson. Anderson at 55 pitches now. Here in the home half of the fourth. The pitch. Taken, missed a bit outside with a fastball. Riders leading at 9-1. They've scored in three straight. Amarillo scored one in the first inning. They've been blanked against Anderson since. This one laced up the middle into center field, a base hit. Caleb Roberts leads off the home half of the fourth inning with a base knock. His first of the day. Worked a walk in game one, but the first time he reaches base via a hit. Ivan Melendez digs in. Struck out. Was the first strikeout for Ben Anderson today. The pitch misses up and in. Melendez has struck out now three times today. In game one of the series back on Tuesday, he did not strike out, and that snapped a 12-game streak with at least one strikeout as he waves and misses at a pitch downstairs. Change up from Ben Anderson. He pulls even at 1-1. 12-game stretch where Melendez struck out 22 times. Anderson set, he kicks and fires. Misses way upstairs with a fastball. One over the head of Melendez. Anderson ready, kicks and fires. Misses high again. And Melendez, one of the true hitters, count at three balls and a strike. Today hasn't been the best day for Ivan Melendez, but game one of the series was mighty impressive. The pitch, swing and a drive, left field, tailing towards foul ground, but has home run distance, and it is foul. A deep drive, and it just hung up there. 96 off the bat. It went 337, but down the line in left field. It's 325 feet. So it had the distance, but just couldn't find its way inside the foul pole. 3-2. Anderson ready. The pitch. Swing and a foul ball. Melendez fights it off. Back to the netting. Nobody out here in the home half of the fourth. Riders leading 9-1. Roberts opened the inning with a base hit. Now a 3-2. Swing and another foul ball. Three straight foul balls for Ivan Melendez. Swing and a miss. Anderson got him. Reached back for a little extra with a fastball. And Melendez couldn't catch up. He's down on strikes for the second time today. Ben Anderson has strikeout number 6. A.J. Vukovic toes the box. One gone, and Roberts over at first base. The first offering on its way. Misses high. It's been the theme in the inning for Ben Anderson. He's missed consistently high. On time with a changeup. Righty comes set, delivers, swing and a miss. Vukovic hacked through it. Evens things at 1-1. Vukovic flew out to center field his last time up. It was a deep flyout against Ben Anderson. Kellen Strom tracked it down. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good-looking pitch from Ben Anderson. Vukovic didn't put much of a swing on. Not often does A.J. Vukovic get cheated at the plate. But that wasn't the hack you're used to seeing from the power-hitting outfielder. He taps this one back to Anderson. He looks to second for one. Chavez on to Ortiz. It's a double play. Anderson gets a 1-2-3 inning. He ends it with the twin killing. He works around the leadoff walk. No runs. A leadoff base hit, that is. One hit. No errors and nobody left. Four innings in the books. Here from Hodgetown in Amarillo, Texas. Riders lead it 9-1. We head to the top of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
There's a new arm on the helm to face Caber Rodriguez, and Zach Bigley rejoins us for the play-by-play.
All right. Thank you, Luke. It's Luke Albright on the hill. First pitch is low and outside. One ball and no strikes to Caber Rodriguez. Jameson Hill done in his start. He goes four innings, nine runs on nine hits. A walk and a strikeout. Albright ready. From the stretch, he deals to Rodriguez. Swinging a line shot. That's into left field. It's a base hit for Caber Rodriguez. Right in between SP Chen and Jesus Valdez, the shortstop and third baseman. Rodriguez has his second hit today, and he's cooking today. It was four hits in the doubleheader. Seven hits in the series. He has really started to heat up at the plate. Franer Chavez now. Albright ready from the stretch. And the offering in. On the outside corner, a strike 0-1. Rodriguez entered this series in eight games with four hits, and he has seven hits in three games so far in this set. Chavez, switch hitter, batting left. The offering. Low, 1-1. All right, Luke, it's trivia time.
Let's do it.
We love trivia time.
Best time.
Rough Riders leading 9-1. We tied into this day in baseball history if you're new here. And we go back to 1993 for this one. 1-1 offering. Misses down and in. 2-1. It was this day in 1993. Seattle Mariners pitcher Randy Johnson, you may have heard of him, hurled a one-hit shutout against the Athletics in a 7-0 win. So my question for you, my friend, is this. Here's the stretch, and Albright deals home. Swinging a pop-up left side out of play, 2-2. There have been 12 pitchers in Major League history with five or more one-hitters in their career. How many can you name?
What was the number? How many?
There are 12. Albright readies. Rodriguez leads from first in the pitch. Low, and it's 3-2.
Said there's 12 pitchers with, you say,
five. Okay. At least five one-hitters in their career.
Oh, man.
The leader has 13.
13, that's painful. It's great, but painful.
The pitch. There's a pop-up sky to foul left side. It's still three balls, two strikes.
We'll go Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan's number one with 13.
It makes sense.
Yes.
Let's go Tom Seaver.
Tom Seaver's number six with five. He's tied for fifth. The pitch. It's low and inside. Ball four. First to have reached for the Riders, already leading 9-1 here in the fifth inning. Caber Rodriguez and Franer Chavez.
This one could be way off, but what about Clayton Kershaw?
Clayton Kershaw, not on this list, although, oh, it's since December 2010 is when it was posted.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Okay. I don't think he would make the list, but I know he's taken quite a few no-hitters into the 7th or 8th.
Yeah, that's a good call. Cesar Cepeda, he cracks it foul behind home, 0-1.
Um, pull one out from way back. Don Larson.
Don Larson. No. The pitch is a ground ball up the middle to the second baseman, Tawa. He's got it onto Chen at short for one. Throw to first, dug out. Melendez picks it. It's a double play. 4-6-3. Rodriguez down to third. Riders still not in front. 9-1, but now two down.
We've got Randy Seaver.
I'll tell you the one that the question started about, Randy Johnson, he's also on this list with five. So the pitch, low and in, one ball, no strikes.
What about the Goose?
Not Gossage. Albright readies. And the 1-0. Swinging a line shot to shallow center field. That dunks in a base hit. Rodriguez trots in to score, and the Rough Riders have reached double digits in both games of this doubleheader now. It's 10-1 Frisco. Second RBI single of the day for Cooper Johnson. Rough Riders have scored in five consecutive frames. And Kellen Strong to the plate.
About Catfish.
Not Catfish Hunter.
We're just going with some nicknames here.
First pitch to Kellen. Breaking ball captures the bottom of the zone. A strike, 0-1.
David Cohn.
David Cohn is not on this list.
How about David Wells?
David Wells is not on this list.
Oh, man.
This is exactly one hitters, by the way. So perfect games do not count.
I fake, but.
The pitch. Inside.
If you can do it once.
On, why not, right? It's easy.
You got close, right?
They were really going for one hitters.
Yeah. That was the goal. Set out today looking to give up just one hit.
Exactly. 10-1 Riders, top of the fifth. The offering. Swinging a chopper up the middle. The shortstop, Chen, backhands, wings it onto first, just in time. Barely got him. Side retired. We'll continue our trivia when we come back for the bottom half of the fifth inning. A run on it. Two hits, no errors, a runner left on. Bottom five, 10-1 Riders in the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th's 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6.05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Ben Anderson returns for his fifth inning of work in the home half of the fifth. It's 10-1 Frisco. Rough Riders looking for their first sweep in over 2 years in a doubleheader. They're looking to take a 2-1 series advantage tonight over Amarillo. We'll continue our trivia question looking for the most one-hitters by an individual pitcher in Major League history. Already got Nolan Ryan, already got Randy Johnson and Tom Seaver. Looking for the 12 that have at least five. The pitch, swing and a miss by Christian Robinson, 0-1.
A lot of Hall of Famers on this list?
A lot of Hall of Famers on this list. Anderson fires. Inside, 1-1. Number two was an amazing pitcher in the 40s and 50s. The pitch. Check swing. And he did not go. Two balls and one strike.
Back in my early days.
Yes, exactly. For Cleveland. Anderson deals. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him. 2-2.
Have we had this player in a trivia before?
We have.
I have a couple names that come across. Name start with an A.
No.
Oh, then I'm not thinking of.
It's the one that I gave you a hint, and you immediately knew it. It was a trivial hint, not on his career. The pitch. Just inside. 3-2 now on Robinson, leading off the bottom of the fifth, 10-1 Ryder.
This is not who I'm thinking of, or who we're discussing, but does Vida make the cut?
Yes, he does.
He does? Okay, wow.
Yes, he had 5 in his career. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Ben Anderson strikes out his 7th on the night, 1 away. SP Chen bats, that ties a career high for Ben Anderson. 7 strikeouts. 10-1 Riders here in the 5th inning, 1 away.
Feller?
Bob Feller, he's okay. Number 2. He had 11 one-hitters in his career. The pitch, high and outside, 1-0 to SP Chen. You want to guess a couple more, or do you want me to tell you? I will tell you there is a hint in one of these. There's a video that you and I watched. The pitch is just outside, and it's 2 balls.
The legend, Dave?
Dave Steve.
What?
Dave Steve had 5 one-hitters
in his
career.
Wow, I didn't know
career.
That part.
Yeah.
Evidently, I didn't watch the video.
You should have watched the video.
I got part of it.
The pitch to Chen. Swing and a miss. It's 2-1. Dave Steve had 5 one-hitters.
How about Bert Blylevin?
Burt Blylevin is on this list. He also had 5 one-hitters.
All right, let's end on a good note. That's it.
The pitch is a ground ball to first. Ortiz has got it measured. He's easily vacuums it in and takes it to the bag himself, 2 away here in the 5th inning for Jesus Valdez. All right, the 5 one-hitter club is Dave Steeb, Tom Seaver, Jim Palmer, Bobo Newsom, Jim Maloney, Randy Johnson, Burt Blylevin, and Vida Blue.
Okay.
So they all have exactly 5. Steve Carlton and Don Sutton both have 6. The pitch. Valdez takes high and away, 1 ball and no strikes. Bob Feller with 11, and Nolan Ryan with 13. That's your one-hitter club.
It's a good and bad club to be a part of.
Yeah. It's a runner-up club almost.
Yeah.
The 1-0. Swing and a miss. 1-1. All one-hitters are not created equal, though. You look at a lot of Dave Steeb's one-hitters, and they were hits in the 9th inning.
Yeah, that's really painful.
If you give up a hit in the 2nd and it ends up being a one-hitter, you know, like a Kerry Wood 20-strikeout game one-hitter, I think that's okay. You know, it was in the 4th inning. He gave up the hit. 1-1. Swing and a foul at the plate. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson has a chance here to set a new career high with 8 strikeouts. He's working on 81 pitches, so this is going to be his last inning more than likely. He stretches. He deals. Swing and a miss. He got him. Career high, 8 strikeouts for Ben Anderson. Fantastic start today in Game 2 of this doubleheader. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Riders lead it 10-1 to the top of the 6th. Luke Maley back on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner.
With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Luke Albright back on the hill to face Liam Hicks. Albright rocks, and his first offering on the way, calling a strike. Albright, the third pitcher of the day for Amarillo. He rocks and delivers. Misses up and away, breaking ball. Evens things at a ball and a strike. Rough Riders leading 10-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. Game two of this doubleheader. Rough Riders have scored 10 runs in each this point. Hicks chops this one right side. Playable for Melendez at first. He gloves it and flips to the covering. Albright at the first base bag. There's one away. Aaron Zavala digs in. He doubled. Drove in a run his last time up. Was stranded there at second base. That was in the fourth inning. 1-for-3 today. First time he sees Albright, the pitch. This is a bit outside. Right-hander ready. Comes set and delivers. Delivers a strike. Evens things. And 1-1. Aaron Zavala, not a frequent chaser, pitches outside the zone. The 1-1 on its way. Thought about chasing, but held it up. 2-1. Started his swing, but was able to hold back before the hands crossed. Righty ready. The pitch misses up and away. Three balls and a strike. Rough Riders offensively have tortured opposing pitching. Six runs in game one and a loss. Back-to-back 10-plus run games. As the pitch runs outside to Zavala. Looked like outside. Was a strike. 3-2. Didn't see a definitive strike call from the home plate umpire. It was indeed a strike. The payoff pitch to Zavala is laced into center field. Vukovic on coming, he reaches up and snares it. The second time today, Aaron Zavala has hit a ball really hard but had nothing to show for it. He's 1-for-4 with a pair of lineouts, and this one hit was a double. 1-for-4 doesn't quite do justice to the swings that Zavala's put on the baseball today. Cody Freeman digs in, 2-for-3 today with a double and a homer. That's three RBIs, pair runs scored. First offering he sees from Albright, fastball called a strike. Cody Freeman has loved seeing Amarillo on the other side. He's done his best work against the Sod Poodles. Albright rocks and deals. The 0-1. Swing and a tapper left side. And it finds its way towards the third base coach's box. Or a foul ball. Ricky DeVito is warming for the Rough Riders. Ben Anderson threw five innings.
one-run baseball. Surrendering just five hits. Likely to be the end of his day. Freeman awaits the 0-2. Swing and a miss. It pops in and out of Robert's glove. It pops towards the pitcher, and a nice strong throw is in time to retire Freeman. I have to love the effort from Cody Freeman. He got out of the box quick, but good throw from Roberts down to Melendez. It first retires the side. It's a 1-2-3 sixth inning. They turn the car to the seventh. When we return, Zach Bigley will rejoin us for the play-by-play. Rough Riders leading 10-1 over the Zodgers.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
I lied. You don't get Zach Bigley yet. You got to wait three more outs. Here in the bottom of this sixth inning. First time in a few frames for the Rough Riders that they didn't scratch a run across in the top half. And a new arm on the hill. Ben Anderson's day is over. It's the right-hander Ricky DeVito who comes on for the Rough Riders. Anderson's day comes to a close. A really strong start from him. Five innings of one-run baseball, allowing just five hits, no walks, and eight strikeouts. First offering from DeVito is a swing and a foul ball by Kevin Graham. Just tipped it back into the glove. DeVito ahead, 0-1. Righty kicks and fires. Misses with the second offering. Evens things at a ball and a strike. DeVito ready, the 1-1 on its way. Graham takes, and it's ball two. Right-hander peers in, gets his sign, and comes set. Glove at the chest, kicks and fires. Missed well inside with a fastball. 95 on the radar gun. Three-one advantage for the left-handed hitting Graham. He's one for two today at the pitch, and he walked him. The first batter that DeVito faces is the first walk issued by the Rough Riders pitching staff today. That brings up Tim Tawa. One aboard and nobody out here. Home half of the sixth. Second time Graham has reached base today, and the first offering to Tawa runs down and away. Righty ready. For 1-0. Misses downstairs. DeVito behind. Two balls and no strikes. DeVito, a 25-year-old, 6'3", right-hander, pitch, called a strike.
Vito's on the board. Two balls and a strike. DeVito attacks with a sinker, changeup, curveball, slider, fastball mix. Righty comes set, delivers. This one smacked into deep left center field. Back goes Strom. He's at the track. He's at the wall, and he makes the grab. Shows a deep part of the yard, and Tim Tawa comes up just a few feet short of his eighth homer of the year. He hit it hard. 98 off the bat. Traveled 396 feet. And most places in this ballpark, 396 gets the job done. Not on that one. Alan Strom makes the play up against the wall. And Davison De Los Santos digs in. First offering to him is a half-hearted swing on a pitch way downstairs. 0-1. De Los Santos struck out his last time up against Ben Anderson. DeVito ready, the 0-1. Skips in, picked by Johnson. Kevin Graham has to stay put at first base. De Los Santos did pick up an RBI single in the first. That's the lone run today here in Game 2 for Amarillo. DeVito ready. The 1-1. Gets to the backstop. Wild pitch. 98-mile-an-hour fastball, and Graham moves up 90 feet. Caught a piece of Johnson's glove, but it was way outside. Came across in the other batter's box. Opposite of the right-handed hitting De Los Santos. De Los Santos played the one bag in Game 1. But the DH here in this 2-1 on its way. This one hit hard up the middle, past the diving second baseman Chavez. Graham getting the wave to the plate. He'll score standing up. It's another RBI for Davison De Los Santos. That cuts the Riders' lead to 10-2. Boy, can that guy hit. Two RBIs in the first game today. He's got two more hits and two more RBIs in this one. Now on the day, 4-for-6 with four RBIs. Caleb Roberts digs in. Sends this one out of play behind the plate. 0-1. Roberts picked up his first hit of the day in the fourth inning with a single. Also bounced into a 4-6-3 double play. His first trip to the dish against Ben Anderson. DeVito's offering runs well inside. Evens things at a ball and a strike. Riders clinging to a 10-2 lead. They're in the home portion of this sixth. One away. The pitch to Roberts. Taken, ball two. 97 with the heater that time from DeVito. DeVito acquired by the Rangers via a trade back in 2023 as this one leaks down the left field line but will work its way towards the bullpen. Deflect over there. Nothing more than a long strike. 97 on the way in, 93 on the way out. Strike two it is. Right-hander ready. Righty on lefty matchup. The 2-2 from DeVito. Swing and a miss. He got him. First strikeout for Ricky DeVito. And the ninth for the Rough Riders staff as a whole. Santos over at first base after the RBI single. 10-2 ball game. There's two gone here. And the sixth, the pitch. Swing and a pop-up right side. Ortiz ranging back into foul ground, and he reaches up, makes the play. So DeVito
is out of the home half of the sixth inning. It's a foul out off the bat of Ivan Melendez. One run on one hit. No errors and one left aboard in the sixth. We head to the top of the seventh. One last inning to play here. And Zach Bigley will rejoin us when we come back. Riders leading 10-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Taylor Rashi takes over on the hill for the Amarillo Sod Poodles as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Abimelech Ortiz leads it off, and Cabo Rodriguez and Franer Chavez. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Ortiz watches a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. You may remember the last time that Taylor Rashi took the hill against the Rough Riders. It was back in April against Frisco in the ninth inning. The pinch. Swing and a miss. He's ahead 0-2. It was the game in which Josh Hatcher came up with two aboard and two out. Got down to a 2-2 count and hit a three-run walk-off homer for the Rough Riders down by two. One back and Rashi offers. Ortiz swings and misses at a ball in the dirt for strike three. The catcher, Roberts, pounces on it and throws him out. He completes the strikeout, and Cabo Rodriguez bats now. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI double and a single into left. Ten-two Riders, top of the seventh, game two of this doubleheader. Rashi fires. Outside corner at the knees, a strike, 0-1. The Rough Riders playing two today to make up from yesterday's ball game. A chance to gain on Midland. The pitch is outside. It's 1-1. The Rockhounds beat Springfield 8-7 earlier today, so the Rough Riders would be half a game back if they held on to this one. The 1-1, swinging a foul back into Roberts' glove, and it's 1-2. Midland winning two of the first three games of their series in Springfield. So, good to see the Rough Riders keeping pace, of course, winning games, setting up that matchup with the Rockhounds tomorrow. Or excuse me, not tomorrow, next week. Rashi fires, breaking ball just away. 2-2. Expecting good weather next week in Frisco. 2-2. Popped up right side. Foul territory towards us. And it's out of play. Oh, wow. That hit right on our window. And landed right down below us. If that window wasn't there, I would have made a great play. Close. Maybe Luke would have made a great play.
I've been waiting on it. I wasn't exactly ready for that one.
Pitch is fouled back. 2-2. Maybe Luke would have made a great play. I would have made a mediocre play.
Don't sell yourself short there.
10-2 Rough Riders, top of the seventh. One out, bases clear. Offering in. Rodriguez lashes it out to deep right field. This one sending Roberts back at the wall. Jumps up and he robs a homer. Wow, great play. He reached up above that 5-foot high wall in right field and robbed Keber Rodriguez of a home run. Rodriguez didn't hit it particularly well out to right field, but it's such a short porch. He only hit that 88 miles an hour off the bat. And Rodriguez was able to pull it out of the sky. There's the second out. With that short fence in right field, it's a very anticlimactic home run robbery. It was a nice play, though. The pitch. Breaking ball at the bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. Two outs. 0-1. Swinging a foul into Roberts' glove, 0-2. Man, Rodriguez just swinging the bat really well. Seven hits in the first three games of the series. That fly out to right field. The pitch. Just low. One ball, two strikes. Changeup missing from Rashi. He winds and offers. Popped up, foul, back and out of play, left side. Still one ball, two strikes. Elsewhere in the Texas League, they're in the top of the 11th in Arkansas. Northwest Arkansas leading 2-1 over the Travelers there. 1-2. Chavez swings and laces it into center field, and that drops in. It's a base hit. Two-hit day for Franer Chavez. We sell Cepeda bats now. 10-2 Riders, top of the seventh. Wichita leading 11-7 over Tulsa. That's in the bottom of the eighth inning. Corpus Christi an 8-1 advantage over San Antonio in the ninth. Rashi a deep breath. He deals. It's on the outside corner, a strike, 0-1. And the two final games of the Rough Riders earlier today, winning 10-2 against Amarillo, and Midland winning 8-7 over Springfield. Rashi a deep breath. He deals. Low and away, and it's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders have to feel pretty darn good about what they've been doing offensively in this series. 10 runs on 14 hits in Game 1, 10 runs on 12 hits in Game 2 of this doubleheader. 1-1 offering. Foul back. Ball and two strikes on Cepeda, who reached on an error back in the fourth, bounced into a double play in the fifth. He's 0-3, but looking so much better than he has in the first few weeks of this season. Now he is swinging the bat really, really well. 1-2 home. Outside with the curve. 2-2. Chavez leads from first, the offering in. Fastball foul back. 2-2 still. 10 runs on 12 hits, no errors for the Riders. 2 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors tonight for Amarillo. Rashi ball behind his back. He readies from the stretch. And issues in the 2-2. Fastball way outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Big alley in right center field for Cepeda. Shade him to pull. The deal. Runner goes, line drive into right field, and it hangs up for Robinson. He catches it chest high, side retired. Hit that one a little bit too hard as it had a little bit too much hang time on it. We go bottom seven, Riders with a chance to win this baby, leading 10-2 and sweep the doubleheader on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ricky DeVito back out for his second inning of work. Going to the bottom of the seventh inning, Rough Riders a 10-2 advantage over the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Rough Riders have an opportunity here to go through two games in this doubleheader using a grand total of four pitchers. That'll certainly play. A.J. Vukovich leads it off, right-handed batter, and the right-hander tosses home. Fastball, swing and a miss. Bernard right by him, it's 0-1. Vukovich has flied out to center and grounded into a 1-4-3 double play today. Vukovich's fly out to center field took Kellen Strom to the warning track. Only one home run in the two games combined today. The pick. Swing and a miss. 0-2 to Vukovich. Cody Freeman, three-run homer back in the third inning. DeVito ready is the 0-2. Low and outside, misses with a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders have put on a great offensive display, really finding holes where Amarillo defenders aren't. 1-2 is low and away, and it's 2-2. Frisco put on a display in the first inning, the first game, with hitting runs and trying to find certain places where Amarillo was shifted and hitting against that. The 2-2. Swinging a line drive, looped down the right field line. It drops a foul ball, just barely foul. And Vukovich will head back to home. Frisco had that 9-run, 8-hit third inning in game one. DeVito allowed a run in the sixth inning, an RBI single from Davison De Los Santos. Who else? He has both RBI singles in today's game, and then in game one had both RBIs as well. The pitch misses high, and it's 3-2. So Amarillo has scored 4 runs in these two games, all of them off the bat of Davison De Los Santos. DeVito, the 3-2 pitch to Vukovich. Swing and a miss. Burned a fastball right by him, and Vukovich in frustration slams his bat and breaks it on the ground. One away. Second strikeout for DeVito. It's Christian Robinson. Robinson 0-2 today. And game two of the doubleheader. Overall 0-4. DeVito's first pick. Swing and a miss. Again, the fastball by him. 96, and it's 0-1. We've seen DeVito up to 98 with the heater today. DeVito kicks in. Strike in the outside corner, 0-2. With a win, the Rough Riders would go to 22-12, back to 10 games over 500. DeVito, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Boy, he made him look foolish on the slider off the outside corner. Two outs. Riders one out away. Here's SP Chen. 10-2 Riders. Last time the Rough Riders were 10 games over 500, you have to go back to September. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Down low and inside, 0-1. Back to September 15th, 2022, when they were 10 games over at 72 and 62. DeVito's pitch. Swinging a chopper off the plate. Over to first. Ortiz has got it. Takes to the pillow himself. Beats Chen. And it ends the game. Riders win it 10-2. They sweep the doubleheader, winning both games 10-2. Their first doubleheader sweep since April of 2022. And Frisco is now 10 games over 500 on the season. 22-12. The Rough Riders win both games 10-2. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back in Amarillo, Texas, Luke Maley with you. Riders take game three of the series, game two of the doubleheader, 10-2, the exact same score that they win earlier game today. They sweep the doubleheader and do so for the first time since April of 2022 against San Antonio. Ben Anderson gets his second win. He's 2-2, lowered his ERA to 3.48. Jameson Hill got hit around a little bit, giving up 9 runs through 3 1/3 innings. One of those a homer, walking one and striking out one. He drops to 1-3. There's no save in this one. The Rough Riders, what a day for them offensively. 10 runs in each game, 20 runs over the course of 14 innings here on this Thursday afternoon and then into evening. Quite a day for the Rough Riders offense. In this one, almost everybody picked up a hit. The lone player not to grab a hit in this game was Hazel Cepeda, but you turn the page back to what he did in the game earlier, and he notched 3 hits. So he did his part in game one of the doubleheader. The Rough Riders got a pair of hits from Cooper Johnson. He drove in 2. Cody Freeman had himself a 2-hit game featuring a double and a 3-run homer. 3 RBIs and 2 runs scored for Cody. And then Caber Rodriguez continues to swing a hot stick, raised his average to 268. What a series it's been for him. Franmer Chavez added a pair of hits for the Rough Riders as well. Offensively, just great stuff all around throughout the entirety of this day. The Rough Riders win it 10 runs on 12 hits, no errors. Amarillo 2 runs on 6 hits and two errors. The Rough Riders improve to 23-12 with a pair of wins today. Amarillo, with both losses, drops to 14-22. The Rough Riders mentioned the great offensive showing. But on the pitching side today, Ryan Garcia spun five innings. Ben Anderson, five innings on a day where you're down a couple arms in the bullpen due to a couple departures over the last couple of days. Huge that the starters could get deep into this one. A pair of seven-inning ball games. The bullpen just had to use a couple of arms. And Andy Rodriguez, who tossed two in the first game, two scoreless frames, and then Ricky DeVito, who tossed two in this one. The final 10-2, the Rough Riders win it. Turn the page to tomorrow, where there's an exciting matchup. A 7.05 p.m. first pitch. The Rough Riders expected to turn to Nick Krauth, who is 3-0 with a 6.15 ERA. And the story for Nick Krauth has been run support. The Riders love it when he's on the hill. They have exploded offensively in a couple of his starts. He'll go against a right-hander in Dylan Feil, who's 2-2 with a 3.69 ERA. Before we roll things over into Saturday and Sunday with Dane Acker and Emiliano Teodo going for the Rough Riders. So the expected pitching matchup tomorrow, the right-hander Nick Krauth against the right-hander Dylan Feil. And again, a 7.05 p.m. first pitch. Long day of baseball here. 14 innings, the Rough Riders outscore the Amarillo Sun Poodles 20-4 over the span of this doubleheader. They take both games. They have control of the series up 2-1 and back in action tomorrow at 7.05. Thanks for spending your day with us all the way into the evening here from Amarillo, Texas. For my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying goodnight. Thanks for hanging out with us. We hope to catch you tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. first pitch.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!